Thank you, Ryan, very much. Now, take a look at all the people up and down Broadway. I don't know how people pull off this party year after year, but they do a whale of a job. And tonight will be bigger and better than ever. Ryan?
You said it, Dick.
Happy New Year. What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. We're still in the DealsInTheD.com studios in 2019. And there was the, well, that was reminiscence of New Year's past. I don't, did you guys watch any New Year's or
No.
No.
Saw nothing.
I popped around just for fun.
Yeah, how was it?
Well, NBC missed the ball drop.
I know.
What?
That's just, that's the whole point of the night.
They missed the ball drop.
Is that when Chrissy Teigen was talking about her vagina?
What? She was talking about vaginal steaming at quarter to 12.
Cool.
And I guess a lot of people were, I mean, that's, why? Why would she do that? Why would they have her on?
What?
Chrissy Teigen? Really?
Also, maybe this is too many questions, but why does your vagina need to be steamed? What are you doing with it?
That's a good question.
It has to be steam cleaned.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with John Legend that she needs to steam clean her vag? Gross.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't get it.
I did see Anderson Cooper try to take a shot of tequila. Did you see that video?
Yes. He and Andy Cohen were on. Andy Cohen, I tweeted this out, wanted to do a duet of Islands in the Stream. I think they were a little drunk, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Anderson Cooper is such a stiff. Why does he do New Year's Eve?
I think this is precisely the reason he does, is to be that guy.
Well, this is only
who has the partner.
He's a total stiff.
Yeah, well,
it's only the second time because Kathy Griffin used to do it.
Right.
She did it with him. She did it with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
But he always acted like, you know, you know, like she would do outrageous things and he acted like he was mortified.
Well,
sort of.
I don't. I just don't think he really is a New Year's Eve kind of guy. Isn't he a journalist anyway?
Andy Cohen?
Yeah.
No. Anderson Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
A Cooper.
Yeah, I thought he was on with her for like 10 years.
I thought you were talking about Cohen. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's been on, just 2 years. Kathy Griffin, by the way, was bitching that she got a 30% pay cut when she asked to be paid the same as Anderson Cooper, or she asked for a raise or something. Did you see that? She went on some Twitter rampage, like 2,000 words.
Wow, really?
Yeah, just blasting CNN,
still
much.
Grinding that axe then?
I guess she, it sounded to me like, I think she was implying, like, I'm just stirring up shit, but it's true. Uh-huh. I thought it was kind of funny and interesting, but nonetheless, let's see what else.
Chrissy Teigen did get hit by an umbrella. I saw that.
Yes, Leslie Jones.
More.
That was an awful show. That was just awful. I mean, just awful. I don't know what they were trying for, but I would not go with that combination again.
No. And Seacrest, all he would do was complain about how wet he was.
Yes, his hair was wet. 2019 to
death. Oh, his hair. His genitals.
Yes.
Seacrest, out.
2019 did not ring in.
He steamed his vagina
nicely for
too.
Him. Yeah, he may have.
You said it, Dick.
So anyway, boy, everybody's just, people are dropping like flies today. It started with the lead singer of Dr. Hook and the Medicine.
Yeah.
Wait, Medicine?
Show.
But it is
Dr. Hook after they dropped the Medicine Show. They only had one song, so I don't know why there was.
No, they had a few.
I know.
When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman.
What's that?
It was a hit. It was a big hit.
Actually,
and Sylvia's Mother. Terrible. It's a horrible song. I'm not. Believe me, I'm not promoting these things. The cover of the Rolling Stone is the enduring. There we go.
There's some, like another song too. Isn't this a somebody ripped this off?
No, it really. You, Trudy, you are so right.
Is that how it was?
OJ's? Wait, Love Train or?
What's that?
It definitely sounds like it's disco.
It's hard.
The cover of the Rolling Stone was a somewhat seminal song. And he was on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah, then they...
What? It's not true.
Back when it was made out of, like, newspaper.
Yes. And it was weird. When I see magazines now, I just think 1990. I don't know. I just like, what is this magazine doing? Does somebody read a magazine, really?
Throw it out like a penny saver.
But Ray Sawyer, who was the lead singer of Dr. Hook.
Yeah, he had one eye.
Yeah, he was in a car accident. I thought that was a Dr. Hook, that was a thing, that was a shtick.
Costume?
But he actually was in a car accident and lost his eye.
Wow.
It's not a bad song. We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known. It's the thrill Cocaine Katie. You
Dead at the age of who the fuck. See my picture on the cover of Stone. Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother. Stone. Wanna see my
smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone. And then it came true.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like we got a genuine Indian guru, doesn't he say at one point?
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think of Almost Famous.
Is this in Almost Famous?
Yeah, they sing this song when they learn they're going to be on the cover.
Oh, that's right. Yes, now I remember. Not this
it's
song.
Like Stillwater.
It's like Inception, huh?
Yeah. Stillwater was the fictitious band there.
Oh.
Great band, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, second on the Death Triangle is...
Super Dave.
Bob Einstein?
He's an
Super
Einstein
Dave?
Then?
Funkhauser.
I know, Marty.
Yes, he is an
shiny
Einstein.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
I was really sad about Super Dave.
Bummed me out.
I know, he was. Did you see his bio, the story?
I didn't read his bio.
His dad was a comedy writer, and he decided he didn't want to be involved in comedy at all when Milton Berle and other comics gave eulogies at his father's funeral. He's like, screw it. I don't want comedy at all for some reason. And then he went into advertising, and they were like, oh, no, you're too funny. Can you imagine?
He was really funny. Super Dave was fantastic.
He's trying not to be funny.
Jerry Marty Funkhouse.
Hey, Marty, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Want to hear a joke?
No,
he doesn't want to hear a joke. We have a read-through.
Yeah, we got
it. Let me just get right through it.
Okay.
A woman's very afraid of the size of her opening.
What is she afraid of?
The size of her opening. So she goes to her mother. She says, what am I going to do? I'm so big down there. When I marry Harry, he's going to divorce me. Her mother says, don't worry, sweetheart. It runs in the family. Do what I did when I married your father. Go to the market, get some raw liver, put it in there, and never know the difference.
Oh, my God.
So she does.
Larry's so bummed out.
8 hours of sex after their marriage. She wakes up at 10 o'clock. He's gone, but there's a note on her pillow. It says, my darling Harriet, to think that I waited a year to consummate our love relationship makes my heart beat so loud I'm surprised it didn't wake you up. The only reason I'm not here now, darling, is I'm at work to make enough money to buy you a house, a picket fence, we'll have dogs and children.
Oh, this is not so bad.
Oh, yeah, this is great. Will you finish the fucking joke already?
When the 5 o'clock dinner bell rings, I will be home like the winged gossamer of your love in your arms, your loving husband, Harry.
That's nice.
P.S., your cunt is in the sink.
Okay, you told your joke. Let's go.
How good is that?
It surprised me. It surprised me. I had no idea it would be that revolting.
Ladies and gentlemen,
he was so good on that show. Drew and I were watching some Super Dave clips. They were really funny.
Those were great.
He always used such the worst mannequin when a train would hit him or a bus would hit him.
Why is that so funny?
And then Mean Gene.
Stupid.
What's that?
Mean Gene.
Mean Gene.
Yeah.
Man, that Death Triangle is nuts.
It's a fast one. It all happened within like 3 hours, it seemed like.
I know.
At least awesome.
I found out about Dr. Hook. I really didn't even know his name was Ray Sharkey. Ray Sawyer.
Whatever.
Still don't know what his name is.
No, I don't. I just know the singer of Dr. Hook is gone.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
So, Super Dave, man. He was 76, too. Yeah. I had no idea. I'm thinking, he's probably a little older than me. Just a few years. Yeah. He didn't seem that old at all.
No, well, he was kind of tall and strapping, you know.
Yeah,
so.
He was in good shape. He was, you know, he wasn't heavy. He looked okay. I mean,
he worked out, kept money in his shoe.
I'm
relating everything back to.
I know.
Little orphan.
He was on Arrested Development too. He was really good on Arrested Development.
He was like
the dummy for what's his name, the father.
I wasn't a big viewer.
Because the father was under house arrest, and so, Super Dave had to go around and be his... He would have to say everything through headphones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's, you know...
I don't remember that.
When did...
Good explanation.
It's funny, if I had known he was on... There's so many cool people on Arrested Development, I'm shocked that I wasn't a
Scott
huge
Baio
fan.
Was on Arrested Development?
Scott Baio?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Didn't he pay Bob Loblaw?
He was Bob Loblaw.
The lawyer, Bob Loblaw?
Blah, blah, blah.
He was phenomenal on it. That show is so underrated.
I was trying to...
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Thank you, Brent.
I was trying to remember when Super Dave hit, because that was my first knowledge of him, was Super Dave. And was that 80s?
Had to have been, because I remember him from the early 90s as a cartoon character, and he used that. He had his own cartoon show.
87 and 91.
He was on the Dick Cavett show, I think.
He was on, what?
I think that's where they said he started out.
He did the character on the Van Dyke and Company show in 76.
Dave! Who is Van, as in Dick Van Dyke and Company?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really?
Now does he seem like he's 76?
Yeah, yes.
Or was 76? Wow.
Well, that's why. Okay, he comes into my world in 87, 88, 89, around there, and I'm thinking that he's, you know, like most guys, just hitting it in his 20s. But no.
Just a struggling actor with a thick...
That was not the case.
Letterman always had him on, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I thought he was... wasn't he known for going on Letterman? Did he go on a lot?
Yeah, I thought he was on Letterman a ton.
That was my first exposure to him, I think. And I didn't understand it at first, the shtick.
I'm getting really
weird.
That's a weird character.
Yeah, he is. I think you just have to let it settle in. I'm really nostalgic for Letterman. I see a lot of Letterman stuff online when I'm looking things up, and I'm like, oh,
yeah. Well, he still got his Netflix show.
There.
I didn't like his Netflix show.
It just got renewed.
Did it really?
Yep.
With the guests.
Oh, you know what? I don't think they announced the guests.
That one with Malala was phenomenal.
Ugh. I don't think anyone liked Letterman's Netflix. Did anyone like it?
I thought it was interesting, but that's about it. I only watched maybe two or three episodes.
See, Dave, I always like the way Dave's mind works. He's always funny. He's always going for the joke. But that show, first of all, was a little heavier than Dave. It was a little more serious.
Maybe that's what he wants to do. I don't know. He's 71.
I know, but I don't want to go there with him.
Yeah,
he can
that's
go
fine.
There, but I don't want to go there with him.
That's fine. Well, you know what's funny? Because Conan's always kind of my Letterman, and he's totally changing what he's doing now, and I'm kind of...
What's Conan doing?
Well, he's doing a podcast,
yeah, boy.
And then he's shifting to a half-hour interview-type show
yeah.
and just going to produce shows.
Wait, I thought the half an hour that's going to remain is not interviews.
Oh, it's not interviews?
That's what the podcast
it's all remotes?
Is for.
Okay.
I think the half an hour is going to be comedy, kind of some of his bits. And
things are changing too fast.
Well, at least we have Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
Said no one.
That'll sound.
I really wonder, the future of live TV, I really wonder, is there a future in live TV at all?
Here's Johnny!
I mean, people are growing up now with appointment TV, and I'm getting used to, I gotta tell you, live sports, I get bored as shit. I can't stand the commercials, I want to speed ahead, I'm like, come on, let's go. Like the Ohio State, Washington last night,
yeah.
Felt like it took forever.
News. But then again, you get any news on your phone.
Any news anytime, anywhere. I do kind of like.
Yeah, that's the future of live TV.
It's weird. I would rather watch sports recorded. Because
really?
I just get bored during the
commercials. Don't tell me that. I know.
Yeah, but I can't do that because you go online and then the score gets blown for you.
Well, you don't have to do that.
For the Michigan game, remember I couldn't watch it live? It's like the first one I couldn't watch live.
Oh, when you went to the wedding?
No, I went to Aladdin.
Oh, you went?
Yeah, I had to go to Aladdin.
Wait, you didn't catch the
game? I watched maybe 20% of that bowl game.
On the 29th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't miss anything.
But I know, but I successfully managed to not find out anything about the game except during the intermission, the lady in front of me goes, it looks like Michigan. And I literally went, ah! You covered my ears like that. And then I remove them, and she goes, there's 4 minutes left. And I went, ah! And then I'm like, I'm going to the lobby. And then I started watching it.
Who'd have thought that bagel would be talking about the game, too?
I didn't unexpected. Think anybody in that place cared about the game other than me.
No, why would you be there?
Well, it was crazy. Bought before the
Someone
game was scheduled.
You? Actually, I thought that was kind of cool. Was it nice?
Very nice.
Did you like it?
Charlotte had a blast.
Aw.
Man, I felt so bad for the Michigan State player who broke his tibia. I guess he was second-round draft pick.
Who?
Their defensive lineman broke his tibia.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't play in a meaningless bowl.
I saw a conversation, I think it was on the pre-college game day, and they were talking about Bosa, and they were kind of suggesting, you know what? If you get hurt during your draft year, a lot of guys are just going to go, you know what, I can't play his last six games, and I don't care if I'm in the playoff or whatever.
At all.
So, I don't know.
I don't know why Winovich played.
I don't know. He just wanted to play. Well, some guys just want to play, I think. They're just team guys. They love the team.
I understand why, like, L.J. Scott played, because he's been injured so much. He kind of needs to show that he's healthy now, so that doesn't hurt. But I don't know. The games are so pointless.
I don't think it's
preseason.
Mean a lot.
It's really preseason for
next year. No, it's not. It's one of the 13. You got a big audience. You got all those people watching. I mean, for the school, it's a big deal. For one player, yeah, I could see sitting it out, but you know, it's still, you only play 13 games.
If they got rid of the bowl games, would you really care?
Yeah, I like watching. I like watching games over holidays. You don't want, nobody likes watching games over holidays.
I was always putting one on, even if I didn't care who the teams were. It was just background.
I bet on a few games, and it made them much more interesting. That's wise. Much more. But honestly, I watched that that crazy game when we were here. Was that Wake Forest and Memphis?
Oh yeah,
it was a good game. Mm-hmm. God, the Vanderbilt game against Baylor was really good.
But who cares? Vanderbilt and Baylor.
Oh, I know who cares. Nothing. But it's a good football. If it's a good since when is a good football game something nobody wants to watch?
Well, I just wish they had a playoff system like the other levels.
Well, they might.
No, they won't. They never will.
I mean, look at it this way: the players will play hard. The players will play the same way. People don't go, oh, I don't care about this game. They go out there and play hard.
Unless you're Michigan or Georgia. Those players,
they played hard.
Yeah, and for a lot of those kids,
they players go,
last.
Oh, I don't care about this game. I'm just going to go half-ass. They don't know that. They don't know how to do that. And the coaches don't know how to coach half-ass. They're going to give 100%. I thought the...
I'm too cynical then.
I know. No, I'm usually the one saying who cares, because, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but they still play hard. I mean, and I watched the... I actually found myself yelling at the TV during the Virginia Tech game. I was like, stop it. Who cares? It's the Northrop Grumman Military Bowl.
Remember when they used to have the third place game for the NCAA tournament? Which, what was the point?
Because Maz liked it. It's funny. I used to watch that stupid game. Usually somebody would go off for about 50 points in that game. I don't know why. It's like, just to make it interesting, like, just give him the ball a lot and let him shoot. I think
it'd be nice if Bradley games meant stuff. Points. Just like the Lions and Packers. That game meant
Well, you know, a lot of teams want to finish. They want to be ranked in the top 10, or they want to, you know, win 12 games or whatever.
Yeah, I guess it matters for, you know, Central Florida's or Eastern.
Yeah, Central Florida wanted to be undefeated. I don't know. I tell you what, those two games last night, I thought both teams were played very hard. They played well.
Which one? Georgia and
Rose Bowl and Georgia and Nebraska.
Georgia gave up, man.
They rallied.
They had no interest in being there.
Well, I don't know.
Did you see Uga and Bevo get in a fight?
Who?
Uga and Bevo. That's Bevo. All over the news.
Who got in a fight?
Longhorn from University
Texas
of Texas.
Longhorn,
oh, yeah.
Is named
yes,
Bevo.
I saw it on Good Morning America.
He attacked
Whatever.
Uga.
Michigan State game, by the way. They scored 6 points. They scored 2 field goals in, I think, 3 games this year. Can we get some offensive coordinators in the state of Michigan, please? Jim Bob Cooter got fired today. What do you got? Everybody throwing the ball all over the fucking field, and we've got 3 teams here that seem like they're stuck in 19, I don't know what, 80, 70?
Mm-hmm.
The Lions, though, I think Jim Bob Cooter's just the guy you can blame to give the coach.
Everybody said that
leader.
2 months ago he's going to be the guy.
So, anyway...
The most exciting thing about the Lions was the fact that Matt Patricia is late for everything, we found out.
Yeah, that was a strange story.
It was 45 minutes late for a phone conference with the writers.
45 minutes.
And then it leaked out from other players that he's constantly late for his own team meetings, which you never hear that from a coach.
He sounds like a first-rate asshole to me. Every time I hear him after the game, he says the same thing. We got to play hard. We got to coach better. It's like... Don't treat us like fucking morons. We're the people that spend money going to games and buying your shit. Could you give us something? I hate when people do that.
I think he hit another stupid moment of that Packer game. My brother and I were laughing. Just kind of had happened to be on. And there was a play, you know, it's what, 31-0 towards the end of the game. And a guy's running for the first down of the Packers. And he reaches for it. And Patricia just runs and points to the yard in front of it to say, he went out there. Fuck off, dude. Just coach. Just coach. You look like an idiot.
I was kind of pissed last night when I'm watching the entire Rose Bowl. And I'm kind of rooting, like, Washington score with 11 minutes left. I'm thinking, is there any way they can get back in this game? Then they score again, so it's 28-17. I'm going, shit, if they score now, maybe. I don't know. Their defense is playing great. And it's 4th and 8 with 3:54 left. They're down 11 points, and they punt. And I'm thinking, wait a second. I just wasted 3 hours to get to this point in the game, and they're punting? They can't get 8. If you can't get 8 yards on 4th down, how are you going to get 11 points after you stop them? They did score.
What are you playing for anyway? Be a little risky.
I know. It's really strange. Virginia Tech did a couple conservative things in their game. The vaunted Northrop Grumman Military Bowl in Annapolis, Maryland.
Man, did you tweet stormed that?
I did. And I always include Northrop Grumman. Always include
good.
The sponsor.
Oh, good.
I was talking to Joe. Joe and I were texting during the game, and Joe was saying, you know, sign 1,038 of getting old, seeing people in the stands on a rainy day and going, God, I can't believe they go to the game.
Right.
And I really did feel that way at a lot of games. And there was no one at the games in many cases. Yeah. Trudy, can you read?
Can I? I'd
can
love
you, please?
To.
Is it hot amazing. Down here, by the way?
It is hot down here.
Okay.
Maybe it's all the new lights.
What's
Are we off Facebook?
Well, we actually have to go back to Facebook because we had some audio issues to start it. So
technical difficulties?
So we're going to hit it up in just a moment.
Oh, really? We have Facebook part 1 and 2 today?
But part 1 was just kind of
there's no part
job.
1?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's our first day of 2019.
Yeah, that's right.
We got
and on our
by
first day?
Y2K bug.
You always hear that our friends and studio sponsors at FordandDealsInTheD.com talk about their fabulous new car deals. Well, Gabara and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to remind you that Zot Ford and Holly has some ridiculous deals on pre-owned car?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs, too. Plus, nice. With the power of DealsInTheD.com, you have almost 300 premium pre-owned vehicles to choose from. All of them... All of the pre-owned vehicles go through this comprehensive inspection and certification process. It's just grueling. This is to assure that all Zot customers are getting the ultimate value to go along with their unmatched customer experience. They will be satisfied. So slide over to DealsInTheD.com and pick up the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. And then head to Zot Ford at I-75 and exit 98 and drive that bad boy home.
Nice.
Very good.
Yes. Thank you.
Good job. Let me give you a high five.
Hall Financial, too?
Yeah, why not?
Ah.
Let's just do them all.
Right on.
A little late
anyway. First time. And I feel like, you know, honored to be doing this in 2019. Man.
I just feel off today.
I know. I feel way off today. God.
It's the most exhausting break in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway,
do you need to refi? Because Hall Financial's there for you. They can help you take some of that off of your mind there because they're the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of the show, of course. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. Mine, I think I want to refinance the whole thing, just move away from it. It is like Lawrence O'Donnell's nightmare there.
What?
It's
been stop with the hammering?
Non-stop hammering.
Go to a hotel.
Because we're re-roofing.
Yeah, but think of that nice new roof you're going to have.
Yeah, D. Hall, well, like I'll ever see it. But D. Hall would totally help you if you were in that position.
Grudge purchase.
They have over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. As a matter of fact, 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral because realtors trust them and their clients love them too. Don't just take it from us, though. Listen, if you're going to work with somebody in the metro area, this is your team from start to finish. They're attentive, made the process really easy, checked in with me every 2 days, and even if there's no news on top of the elite service, I close my home 2 weeks early. That, of course, was testimonial of one of their satisfied customers.
Wait, was that Delaney? No, Delaney works there. Who was that?
Oh, that's right. Delaney does work there. Yes. I talked to Delaney.
Okay. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a new sheriff in town at Hall Financial, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
ooh,
Jess. Tiffany got a job in Grand Rapids.
Ooh.
Jess has taken over, and I just got an email. We had no referrals from the 26th to the 30th. I was like, but we're off, and it's the last week.
See how effective we are?
I know, but the new sheriff is busting our balls.
She's got to make her mark. Put
her
foot down.
She got my attention.
Yeah.
Holiday time, which is just past us now, is a great time to refinance. You can help your cash flow by not having to make a payment. Still
Well, so, will somebody do a refi, please? So, Jess, we'll get off my ass.
Yeah. Don't wait. See why over 500 clients are raving about the team over at Hall Financial today. Go to Drew and Mike. Wait, what?
Hmm? What?
Oh, to, Drew and Mike dot Hall G.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
Huh? I can read it. What? I can read it.
What's going on?
Is there a new copy? Has something changed?
DrewandMike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. That was the first time I read that.
No, so. There's no, there, that must be a typo.
FG?
What
is FG?
What happened?
Let me see.
Pornhub.
Let me see. I leave for room for 2 minutes. Jess is going to kill me for this.
Yeah, we're going to be in big trouble. I think.
What is that?
Maybe it is an extension. But they're missing.
What?
They're missing a word here.
Oh,
I think it's
I
supposed
see.
To be DrewandMikeShow.hallfg.com. Oh. Let me double check it.
Okay.
Well, basically, there's a link on the page. Just go there.
Because the new sheriff would be all over us.
Oh, my God. The new sheriff's going to be, it's going to be rough.
I wonder, first day.
Can we get some broad advertisers who just want to brand advertise so we're not under all this pressure all the time?
I don't know, but what if you, like, ask David, you know, to get you out of jail or something? Do we get a...
We probably have at least one get out of jail free card at Hall, I suspect. We've had a lot of success there. But I think actually her.
Oh, that, yeah, boy, that website is correct. DrewandMike.hallfg.com.
FG. What is FG? Okay.
See, you would have read it, nobody would have paid attention, but we brought so much attention to it. Jess, I hope you're listening to this.
See, because it's hammered at home.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, right. Drew and Mike listeners, I'm David Hall from Hall Financial. We are so excited to be associated with the Drew and Mike Show, the podcast, and to be the preferred lender so that you can get all of your questions answered. Whether you want to purchase a home, you want to know how much money you need to put down, what your credit score is, can you refinance, can you save money, the equity in your home, any of your questions, whether you want to take 5, 15, 20 minutes, somebody from Hall Financial wants to, there we go, there goes Seth. So we want
to. A guy just went by on a scooter.
We want to be able to help.
A hoverboard.
Jess is going to be all over me about the quality of this commercial.
Feel free to fill in the information below. We're going to take all the time it takes to educate you because you're a Drew and Mike listener. Thanks for listening to the show. And Hall Financial loves Drew and Mike.
Thank you.
Amen.
He, what a pro. He walks and talks.
Thank you.
And also, there are people just busy. There's a beehive of activity you can hear.
So busy, they need scooters and hoverboards.
It's like watching the floor at the stock market over at Hall Financial. It's crazy over there.
It is.
So anyway, God, there's so, I swear, it's funny. I think, does anybody have a New Year's resolution, by the way? Is anybody resolving to do anything?
No, it's just another day.
I told Mark I was going to start murdering people.
Oh, that's fine.
I might join you in that.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'd rather be on the side that doesn't get murdered. So, yeah, go for it.
Who do you want to murder, Trudy?
Let's see. Who do I start with? I don't know. Insurance companies, I think.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, I don't even use insurance, so I'm kind of out of that game.
The dentist's office for taking 4 weeks off, you know. I mean, it must be so nice to be a dentist, so right?
Speaking of insurance, so Blue Cross, Blue Shield, I bought new insurance, but I... It's a long story, but I bought it directly from them and not through the marketplace.
Ooh.
So I had to call them because they kept sending me a bill for the old insurance. And they're like, well, you have to call the government and tell them that you don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you call them? So I said, why don't you call?
I'm your customer.
It's your insurance. Why don't you call them and tell them that I bought insurance directly from you?
Isn't it funny how powerless, here you are. You're their customer. And you would think
honestly,
maybe they cut a little red tape for you. Maybe.
The service industry does not serve.
No, it doesn't.
But doesn't that seem logical that, we have this customer and now they used to have this, they're going to have this. But now it looks like I have two policies from them. And they go, well, they're just going to keep sending you bills. And I said, what if I don't pay them? She goes, well, then they'll send you bills for about 3 months and then it's canceled. And I said, okay, that seems easier than calling. Thank you.
Yeah.
Will they screw with your credit, though? Will they go?
That's what I'm worried about.
Well, so no. I tried to call them today, and they're like, it's about an hour's wait.
Exactly. But they'll call you back, although I had to do that.
They never did.
They never did for me either,
no,
and that was
no.
on the dental side. They never called me back. Really?
It's
Blue Cross Network?
Yep.
Dental?
Yep.
Yeah. A scam.
You know what I'm
Huge.
Finding?
With, pissed about.
Are you finding with a lot of... Well, oral surgeons. I'm dealing with oral surgeons, root canal specialists, dentists, is that... There's a lot of people keeping a lot of crazy hours. First of all, there's a lot of 4-day week people now in that business,
yeah.
it seems.
Yeah.
My oral surgeon, like one day they're 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. I call at 2:30, like, we're closed for the day. Office hours on Tuesday, 7 to 2. Wednesday, like 8 to 4. Thursday, 6 to 1. Friday, we're off. I'm like, what?
I thought that was just my dentist. They all do
this,
that.
This
now?
Is an oral surgeon.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're special.
Dr. Hartrick, they have a 4-day week.
Yeah.
But if you had an emergency, she'd probably come in. She has, actually.
She actually has, but I think she's out of the country. Did you get her Christmas card, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
Her office, her Christmas card is kind of funny. They don't mean it to be, but
no,
they're all chicks.
Yeah, and there's so many cards coming from that office. That's
yeah.
If anything's ever expensive there, I'm going to blame it on the cards.
Yes.
A lot of color cards.
Definitely.
And she always sends family cards, too, and she's got that cute daughter. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You always hear her. She has brilliant children.
Yeah, they are brilliant. Her daughter made a documentary with her boyfriend and... Wait, is there more to that story?
It went to a...
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
it went to
a film festival.
Yeah, it did.
A couple of them, actually.
I stopped talking about it because I was trying to remember what it was. It was something interesting. I think I even... Did I watch it? Maybe I didn't.
How could we be blamed?
I want to see that.
We're on the gas, and then we go home thinking, oh, there was something great that happened, but for the life of me, I can't remember.
I know. I learn a lot of things in that office, I will say.
Too.
And they probably do, too, because who knows what I say on the nitrous. That's the best buzz I get anymore, is the nitrous at
it
Dr. Hartrick's office. That's the best I ever feel.
I think if I got more nitrous, I'd feel less like killing people. Just a note.
No one else has a New Year's resolution? Nobody? Nobody's working out? Working, losing 10 pounds.
I'm going to work on finding a better life-work balance.
Oh, good.
My doctor wants me to control my sugar intake, so maybe I should listen to that.
Well, how did that come about?
High cholesterol.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You?
Hey, welcome to the club.
Yeah. So I do want to work on that.
What's going in your body?
Sugar.
At least one Red Bull a day.
Oh.
They make sugar-free.
That's it.
I don't know.
You can't quit
great.
It, can you?
Wait, one Red Bull, one.
Yeah.
Do you drink Coke?
Sometimes.
Mountain Dew?
Love it.
Oh, my God.
Some of the gods.
Yeah, I'll give you the number for my oral surgeon when you get there.
Well, here's my issue. My issue is it's like water is the only thing that's good for you to drink. I can't find anything else that's good for you to drink.
Zipfizz is good.
Yeah, I do like Zipfizz. I do enjoy putting, you know.
Same, but anything in
wouldn't
water.
Mind a Zipfizz.
I'll dig around and find one.
Like the Crystal Lights or the Mio stuff. I try.
Oh, my God. The Crystal Light things. I'm addicted to those.
Yeah.
Mio is pretty good.
Yeah.
That makes water more interesting.
But that's probably bad for me as well. Everything's bad for you.
Booze is good for you.
Yeah, booze is good for you.
Hey, is it Laura Hartrick?
Yeah. Yes.
She did Detropia. Detropia?
Right, yeah.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Or We Steal Secrets, the story of WikiLeaks?
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
It's funny. Neither one of them sound like the one Dr. Hartrick told me about. But I was on nitrous, so they sounded really interesting. Detropia was good. Detropia did really well.
That's what I thought.
I'm so wasted.
She's pretty.
That's amazing too that you can be so wasted on nitrous and then all of a sudden the next second you're straight again.
What about Do Not Resist? Is that it?
I think that's it.
What's Do Not Resist about?
She
has three documentaries?
It's about the militarization of local police departments.
That was it.
I think that is it. I believe that is it.
Yeah.
No, I watched little Laura go from adorable child to hot 18 to 20-year-old to still hot. I don't know how old she is now, but she's
and now brilliant.
And now brilliant making documentaries, and I should have mentioned her brains first. Shame on me. And I should mention Dr. Hartrick's son, too. He came to the Stones concert. He's a good kid, too. Kid. He's like 20, 28.
Who got in trouble for that when Carrie Fisher died? Because they mentioned her looks first.
Steve Martin.
That's right.
Said she was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. And people go, how dare you?
Good job, Drew.
And then he found out how smart she was. Oh, God. I was thinking about 2019. I wish I could stop hating so many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm burning too much energy being angry.
Did you go through people's Twitter pronouncements for 2019?
Oh,
that was
Lord.
That was fun.
Oh, that's scary.
All
I mean, being
like,
on Twitter
can
makes
we just
it
love
scary.
People should love people.
Love Trump's hate.
Because honestly, the two most interesting stories in the last couple of weeks were Louis C.K., and Kevin Spacey.
Oh my yeah. God.
Kevin Spacey's story is just bizarre. Crazy bizarre.
What happened to him? First of all, he's huge now, too.
He's weird.
Yeah, he put on all the weight. He's really nuts. I think he's nuts.
Yeah.
Did you see his hat that he was wearing?
Yes.
Retired in 2017, it said.
He was also out and about with a ski mask on, so no one could see who he was.
I saw that.
Well, that's a good thing for...
That's really... Isn't that strange to think Kevin Spacey, who probably just loved being Kevin Spacey, and all of a sudden he's like Harvey Weinstein or... You know, I was thinking about this, though. I bet you if he walked around as Kevin Spacey, most people go, Kevin Spacey!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved you in Beautiful Mind... Beautiful...
American Beauty.
Beauty. American Beauty or whatever. Usual or
suspects.
House of Cards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think that would happen?
Yes.
Generally?
I do. Until he started cupping their balls and then he'd be...
Well...
you know, awkward.
I know. And he can't stop.
But I think
he's going to have to go straight to the dick.
I think there's something telling about that. I think Kevin Spacey is even fooled into believing because he reads the news. He's on social media or whatever, maybe Twitter, who knows. And so he constantly reads about how horrible he is and... And he's, if you absorb the world through social media and the media, the world is a different place than the real world.
Right.
It really is. I mean, really. And you would believe that this is the real world, but I don't think it generally, in talking to people, or either that or my world is just so weird.
No, I agree. The real world is a much better place.
And the Louis C.K. thing, I think, is the best example of that, where you'll hear reporters repeatedly that, Louis C.K., this leaked set is a horrible thing, and here's so-and-so. Yes, people are very upset. The outrage is freshened up and growing over Louis C.K., who now is attacking the Parkland children and Asians and whoever else. And then you hear the clip, and you hear people laughing their asses off through it.
My first thought was, oh, great, new Louis stuff I can listen to.
Yeah, I mean, it's as though nobody's heard Louis C.K. before, though.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly what
Those
it is.
Those people probably haven't heard him before.
No, and they might not like him, to be honest. But, you know, he built a career doing what he does. And I have to tell you, I was really, as far as all the Me Too things I read, his is one of the worst. It really bothered me.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he never beat off in front of five different women, this would never... happen. This would not get leaked.
No,
it wouldn't be a news story.
But I didn't. What he did was weird. And then Sarah Silverman made it even weirder when she said he beat off in front of me, but with my permission. I was like, wait, what?
But what I mean, the words this man said, which are unrelated to the actions that he did, are they worse because he beat off in front of women?
No.
In other words, if he did that act on Netflix, would people be this pissed off about it?
I will say this. I wish, if I were him, and this is me, he's a professional comedian, I'm not, I think I'd back off some of the sexual stuff. It just seems like it just feels creepy because you think of him and what he did. And
did he have much sex stuff in that whole, I listened to the whole 47
The Asian
minutes.
Thing was like, I wouldn't have gone there. I just wouldn't have.
Just tail it down a little bit.
Oh, about
bit.
The size of their penis?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the size of black people's penis.
Yeah, I didn't hear too much about it. I just heard it referred to. But
and then he talks about pranks he'd pull on people, which involved him getting boned in the ass.
What?
Yeah,
I think it's
a bit of a complicated time for Louis C.K. I thought the Parkland stuff was, first of all.
When you hear the extrapolations, it's not within the bit. And when you hear what the bit is about, it's about how... Why are kids so serious now?
No, I understood and I agreed with his comedy. It was the kind of thing I would definitely laugh at. 18-year-olds are preaching to adults saying, call us this. And I understood what he was saying. And the same thing with David Hogg and these kids screaming at Marco Rubio and really being rude. And these old-ass adults need to get out of the way. These old-ass adults don't know how to run a democracy. It's like,
if you're out there, fuck you.
Do you want to hear the segment? Should we play it back?
Yeah, I thought the Parkland segment was very interesting. I thought he made one mistake.
Serious issue, Shell thought. The guy's laughing is really annoying. The guy that's very close to the recording. So.
But I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old, and when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing fucking mushrooms and shit. And then older people were like, you got to get your shit together. And we were like, yeah, fuck you. And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts. But they're not. They're fucking, they're just boring. Fucking telling them, you shouldn't say that. What the, what are you, an old lady? What the fuck are you doing?
Stop laughing.
You're a child. Why are you finger fucking each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you? Why? You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me as they, them. Because I identify as gender neutral. Oh, okay. Okay.
Laughing, you should address it
me as there. Because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's cunt. It doesn't have to be that nasty. But it can be. I don't know, they testify in front of Congress, these kids? Like, what the fuck? What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged. Not in a suit saying, I'm here to tell. Fuck you. You're not interesting. Because you went to a high school where kids got shot? Why does that mean I have to listen to you? How does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kid in the way. And now I got to listen to you talking? Everybody gets upset when there's a shooting at a high school. I don't really see why it's any worse than anybody else dying. I don't. Because a lot of people die. Every day, 7,500 people die in America, okay? So that day, 17 kids got shot in a school. What about the other fucking 7,500 people? They didn't die in their sleep. Some of them got electrocuted by their parents. Like, people get upset because they're young, right? They died so young. That's offensive to me. Because if I die now, fuck me.
I stole your joke.
Everybody's going to die. Why is it worse? I mean, old people die. Nobody gives a fuck. You know, like when you tell somebody my grandmother died, they're like, oh, how old was she? She was 98.
People do always say that.
Why'd you even tell me? Why'd you even tell me? I don't know. I grew up in the 1970s. And in the 70s, nobody was careful about each other's feelings. There wasn't an issue of bullying. Like, I went to a high school where people just beat the shit out of each other. It wasn't really bullying. It was just people beating the shit out of each other all the time. There's always fights. I never got in a fight. I never got in a fight in high school. The first time I was challenged, you know, some kid, like, threw his shoulder at me. And then he goes, I'm going to kick your fucking ass. And I said, well, then I'll call the police. He's like, what? As soon as you're done beating the shit out of me, I will call the police department.
Well,
I think it's
I thought it was pretty funny. I seriously, I get a little creeped out when he gets into sexual areas because it just takes me right to him beating off. I don't know why. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
I don't think about it. Maybe I'm a bad person.
I know where you're coming from.
I would just back off. I'm not saying can't go there ever. I'd be very careful about what I was doing right now. But maybe not being careful is his whole thing. He never has been careful, so maybe he feels like he has to just blast his way through this thing. He's in a really rough spot. Not that I feel sorry for him.
I think a little distance will help him.
But how much distance?
I agree.
What's the right amount, though?
You'll know.
That's the question.
I don't know. I was thinking about Kevin Spacey. I think Kevin Spacey is about 5 years away. And in about 5 years, somebody's going to cast him in a good movie. And they go, oh, my God, isn't nice to see Kevin Spacey back?
All is forgiven, yeah.
Hasn't done anything in 5 years.
Entire year that sucks 365 shit cunt days in a row. I mean, fuck. Oh.
Is how he opened talking about his year.
You ever have a time that's so shitty it starts to get funny? Like, you just don't fucking, after a while, you're like, fuck. At first you're like, oh, and then you're like, Jesus. Like, I lost so much fucking money in a day. In one day, I lost, I'm not going to tell you how much, but it was millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions. So you know it's at least four. At least three is millions and million. So it was millions and... It was $35 million. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. I'll tell you I lost $35 million. You don't tell people you have $35 million, but you can tell them you lost $35 million. Because that's
so true.
That's fucking funny. When you lose that kind of money that fast, it really is like at first you're like, oh, shit. But after all, you're like, what? It's like having diarrhea that keeps going. You know, when diarrhea starts, you're like, oh, yeah, diarrhea. And then after all, you're like, fuck, I'm not even involved with this diarrhea. This diarrhea is none of my business. I had so much money. I bought a gold watch last year. And now I see it, and I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever saw. I'm like, you fucking, what kind of a fucking idiot? I should have a golden watch.
If you like Louis, the whole set's, I don't know, I think it's funny.
It sounds like a classic Louis.
Typical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As far as the response to it, some of these, I don't know if you read, there were comedians who were upset with him.
Wasn't
I mean,
Pete
Kathy
Davidson
Griffin and people like that. I'm like, oh, come on.
I don't have to like it. Of course, all the jokes underneath are like, I'm waiting for his comeback tour, which C-U-M. I was beating off while listening to this.
Well, you know, there's going to be response to him, and some of it's going to be negative. But there's a narrative. I hate the word narrative. I'm going to stop saying it. That's going to be a resolution. It's kind of like at the end of the day, it's really got reached that point. But there are a lot of narratives out there.
Yeah. Did you reach out to anybody? Because I hate that one.
I know. That's driving me crazy.
Yeah, stop reaching out.
Have you noticed how many people say that?
Yes.
Why did reaching out become, I mean, can't you just call somebody I talk to?
I know.
There's so many ways to get a hold of someone. That's why.
Well, that's what that's about.
Text
them. Flaunting that there are so many ways to get a hold of someone. And
see this arm? This is as far as I can reach it.
Doesn't reaching out sound like you did something special? I reached out. Yes, like I made this great effort to get a hold of Brandon.
Oh, how warm of you.
I don't know. It kind of makes me sick.
It does.
Like, shut up. You called him.
Yeah.
Texting him.
Stop traumatizing
out. It always seems like in business it's reaching out.
Yeah.
Fucking called him. Shut up. You didn't do anything special.
Did you want to hear from Cameron?
Yeah. I want to preface this, though. This is a Parkland kid. The Parkland people, of course, immediately it was, right to the Parkland people for comment.
Right.
Well, frankly, the Parkland, the David, and I pretty much am focused on David Hogg. Some of the shit he said was, to me, unconscionably stupid. And an 18-year-old, and I was watching, after I heard the Louis C.K. thing and I saw the reaction, I went back and I just looked at some of the Hogg interviews because I was really, I really agreed with Louis and I thought, am I being too harsh here? But that was fucking crazy. All these. I was watching Hogg interviewed on CNN, getting his ass kissed by this journalist who's saying, "How could these schools not let you in?" And I'm thinking, he applied. First of all, he applied before this. Why his school got shot at? So you should let him in your school?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those grades don't cut it, and his test scores. And by the way, he's going to Harvard.
Yeah.
How do you not get into UCLA? You don't get into Cal State Poly, and you get into Harvard.
Genius, genius, genius.
He's used his white privilege.
Gap year. It really helped him.
He's used the fact that he was shot, his school was shot at to get into Harvard.
And Harvard's using it?
Harvard lets people, if your school gets shot at, Harvard will let you in.
Oh.
Is he actually going to enroll as a student at Harvard, or is it some workshop class he's taking at Harvard?
I believe he's enrolling as a student.
Workshop.
Well, you know what I mean? Like sometimes they have, special, you can earn a few credits, but you're not really a student.
Am I crazy for thinking that's weird that he can't get into UCLA and Harvard accepts him?
No, you're absolutely
correct. Yeah, weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, he used the gap year to his benefit.
But his
high school grades didn't change.
That's Harvard pandering too.
Yes.
Isn't that white privilege? Can I, even though I disagree with the term white privilege, can I use it now?
Well, they need more white people there.
Isn't he eliminating a black person or a person of color by going there? Because he doesn't have the grades.
Well, they're probably eliminating an Asian because they have too many.
But they cap Asians at 17%.
Well, some white people have to get in. Maybe they just bounced a
He's
smarter...
He's eliminating somebody
they
who deserves
a smarter
to go there.
White person.
But anyway, there was all this hullabaloo over, one guy says, I lost my daughter. And okay, you lost your daughter. I know. And nobody wants to make fun of that. He wasn't making fun of losing your daughter. That's what
the narrative was
that he's making fun of the Parkland victims. No, he wasn't. He was talking about the response afterwards. And he wasn't saying, oh, wasn't it funny watching those people bleed out? Nobody thinks that's funny.
There seems to be more anger pointed at Louis C.K. than the school district that could have stopped Nicholas Cruz.
Yeah.
Temporarily, I don't, you know.
Because that's unsavory. They don't know what to do about it, and it's...
Well, it's a lot easier to say that guy's being mean and let's stop his career than it is to overhaul maybe a school district or, you know, sheriff's department.
Yeah, I don't think... By the way, what has changed because of Parkland? Has anything changed?
No, not a thing.
There's been laws in Florida.
In Florida, isn't there just one law?
There was something they did sign something. I don't know what the hell. I'm sure it's not going to change.
I mean, do you think that school's really safer now?
No.
I mean, I don't. I doubt it. But my point was, you know, immediately people go, hey, your child died. Listen to this. Can you believe he's saying this? And of course, the guy is angry. He says, I lost my daughter, you know, in the shooting, and he should come to my house and tell those jokes. Well, no, he never intended to tell those jokes at your house. He was in a small club in Long Island, and someone leaked the audio. And, you know, that's fucking bullshit. Why should people be taking his stuff to people who are the victims, who really aren't the subject of his joke, but they're not going to like it?
He should have got everybody to put their cell phones in a bag, like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, really.
I think they had a no-recording policy, and my understanding was this guy... He wrote for the Oscars and Jimmy Kimmel, and he released the audio under a fake account. And, of course, listen to this. This is terrible. And then people start sharing it, and, phew, of course, it goes everywhere. It's on YouTube. But I think there's zero context. This was not intended for the Parkland parents of the victims to listen to. It was intended for a small club in Long Island. And it's a small piece of a larger...
Exactly.
You know, it's not like... See Louis anti-Parkland tour.
It's not like he's putting out tweets. It's not like he's just putting out tweets, too, that are one line or two lines. It's part of an overall bit.
It's
like looking at the Statue of David and just staring at his dick instead of the whole thing. Huh. I don't know.
Isn't it broken off?
Some kind of, I don't know.
Let's see your penis.
As far as the Parkland thing, if he hadn't mentioned shoving the fat kid in, which I'm sure a lot of people laughed at, I would have no problem with it. That was... pretty edgy joke. In that club, it probably did really well. Unfortunately, I don't think anything Louis does stays in a club anymore. Anything he does is just going to go. And I know this is the stupidity of the current situation. Frankly, I'm amazed. Judd Apatow, blast him. Who is Judd Apatow, by the way? I thought he was funny.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Judge Apatow? Why is he judge and jury of everything now?
I don't know.
He's less funny than he used to be, and he has been, like, less funny as each year goes by. When he did his stand-up thing, thought that was kind of
weird. He's trying to be
weird.
A stand-up now, it seems like.
He's a tough follow on social media.
I unfollowed him a long time ago, because it's just Trump to this, Trump to that. It's like, okay, first of all, I know all the things he's talking about. I don't know. I was following about eight people who were just Trump, and I'm like, okay, I don't need this. This is clogging up my Twitter. And not only that, I'm worried about these people. But Judd Apatow, it's not just Trump. It's like anyone who does anything that he disagrees with is just the worst person in the world and something must be done. Before Louis K., it was somebody else. But Judd Apatow is like the last guy I would think. He's supposedly a stand-up, and he's a comedy writer. Wouldn't you think he would give Louis... Is it because Louis C.K.? I think he really objects. He was calling the material shallow.
Really?
It's not shallow.
It's ballsy.
It's very edgy. Mm-hmm. Is Judd Apatow, is he that fucking soft in his comedy? I was trying to think of his movies. Like,
his comedy's pretty shallow, too. That's why I kind of liked it. Until...
Like, Knocked Up, I guess, you know, I think about it, it is sort of a fairy tale. They stay together, and they have the baby, and maybe he's a lot softer than I ever thought. I thought he was kind of a funny guy. I guess he's not, I don't know, maybe I just don't think he's as funny as I thought he was.
By the way, I saw Blockers,
did you like it?
Yes.
It's really good.
It was great.
I liked it.
That was a great movie. Funny. It's his wife. It's not him,
Leslie
right?
Mann.
Oh.
I don't think he's involved in
blockers. I don't
blockers.
Think he's involved
he
in it, yeah.
Might be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does he feel like
is she crazy upset on Twitter every 5 minutes, too?
I don't think so. I don't
That
ever
seems like
see
a weird
her.
Couple to me.
It is. But she actually seems cooler than he is.
I know. I like her. I thought I liked him. I mean, I think I like him. I don't fucking know. I saw David Spade talking about it, and David Spade was trying to, I think he was trying to support Louis without getting sucked into the vacuum. And Ricky Gervais had a tweet about, hey, you can joke about anything. People say you can't joke about this anymore. You can joke about anything. Some jokes are good and some jokes are bad. The process works. And I thought that was pretty well said.
That was.
Well, he was in trouble over the weekend, too.
For that?
No, he was in trouble with, it was Louis C.K., Ricky Gervais, Chris Rock, and...
The HBO thing.
You know, and this is another one where it's misguided. It's 7 years old. They're talking about the N-word, and Louis will say it openly because he has one of the most brilliant bits about the word itself. Do you remember that bit he did?
Yeah, about the N-word.
The actual N-word.
Yeah.
But he says the N-word. Let me see if I can find it.
You know what, though? It's like, it's spoiling comedy. It is really screwing up comedy.
No, that,
to police it that heavily.
I'm just stunned at all these self-righteousness out there. It's just insane. It's like, okay, so eventually we'll all be robots. We'll all say the right thing. We'll all never offend. And then I guess that'll be a perfect world. We're all the same. We all think the same. I mean, you're not allowed to think certain things now. You can't think them. You can't say them.
I think eventually it's just going to bounce back. I think these
I
things
think you're right. I assume it will go full circle. Yeah. Like, as my mom said when I was... Let's see. My brother wanted to have long hair, and my mom kept saying, "Short hair is going to come back."
Hi, Mommy.
And they made a very famous bet that short hair would come back. And my mom was, I believe she was trying to collect about 20 years ago.
He's the blackest white guy I fucking know.
Chris talking about
Louis. All the negative things we think about black people, this fucker.
You're saying I'm a nigger.
Yes, you are the niggerest fucking white man. I have ever.
Amazing.
I don't think he could do that.
Oh,
what? I don't think he has those.
There's
qualities.
Only two. You don't even understand.
Really?
You don't really know him. Like I've worked with him.
No, like your bit about. No.
I wouldn't use it anywhere.
No, exactly. These two.
We say nigger on stage.
On stage.
You guys don't. That's
interesting.
Two teams here.
That's the difference between. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
We
say
can
nigger
pair
on stage, you guys
ways,
don't.
But that's definitely a pairing. Who says nigger on stage? We don't.
Well, you just no, Ricky did. Just
yeah,
said it, yeah.
Yeah.
You and me say nigger in private.
In a British accent.
These two guys don't. I don't believe he says it in private.
I'm giving it up just because it's played.
I don't believe it's
played.
I don't think you've ever said it probably in your life.
No. Yeah, that's it. That's the huge difference between you and me, I think.
Well, you found the humor of it.
Yeah.
I haven't found it.
Right.
Nor do I seek it.
Everybody has different words.
You got to remember Seinfeld. One of his best friends,
What's that?
Michael Richards lost his whole career over that word.
Oh, I'm sure he's very.
Why would Jerry want to get sucked into that?
That they get offended by. To me, the thing that offends me the most is every time that I hear the N-word. Not nigger, by the way. I mean the N-word. Literally, whenever a white lady on CNN with nice hair says the N-word. That's just white people getting away with saying nigger. That's all that is. They found a way to say nigger. N-word. It's bullshit, because when you say the N-word, you put the word nigger in the listener's head. That's what saying a word is. You say the N-word, and I go, oh, she means nigger. You're making me say it in my head. Why don't you fucking say it instead and take responsibility?
Listen how angry that crowd is.
Words you want to say. Just say it. Don't hide behind the first letter like a faggot. Just say nigger, you stupid cunt. I don't know. I don't care.
Now what, Brandon? Is this the Parkland response?
Here's Cameron's response.
Okay.
Louis realized that after the Me Too stuff, he couldn't come back into the mainstream, so he found out that he could thrive with the lowest common denominator, and therefore is targeting that market. So with things like jokes about transgender people and the Parkland movement and all that, he's cornering the market of people who will actually find that garbage objectively funny, and he's going to make good money on it. because, you know, that's why I'm not a fan of Louis anymore. You'd think it would be because he, you know, made a joke about the Parkland movement. But, you know, I think comedy in many ways is healing, and comedy has to be offensive. It's not that. It's the fact that Louis doing this is clear proof that he's no longer trying to be a comedian who's going out there and making people laugh. He's trying to be a businessman. This is wrong, I think. I don't think it was funny. I think it was just, you know, something worse and deeper and more deep-seated about what young people can do in this country. And this is a guy who's appealing to the people in this country who will laugh at a school
shooting. He doesn't know Louis C.K. He clearly doesn't know him.
Well, he said he thought he was
selling a gay person a wedding cake.
He's never heard him.
So, you know, congrats, Louis. You've really gotten comfortable at the bottom of the barrel. If Louis is going to keep on going to the crowds of people who think that stupid shit is funny, it's, you know, it's his every right. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to listen and I'm not going to watch.
Ooh. Here we go. 18. What did he do? He did what Louis is exactly talking about. He's preaching to people who like Louis or Louis. He's preaching to people much older than him, telling them what's wrong with them.
Wow.
And by all means,
isn't he really?
Try to make the world more shitty.
And he is uninteresting.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's boring.
And by the way, the one tweet that made me just shake my head, because I just don't even know what to say, was the kid that said, yeah, it'd be nice if we could just do jello shots and mushrooms, but our school was shot at. I mean, something to that effect. That's not the exact quote. But I thought, well, wait, I know the school was shot at, but that was quite a while ago.
How many?
Doing a jello shot now. You can take some mushrooms. I'm not saying you should, but.
How many kids go to that school?
Parkland?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, is it a huge school?
It was pretty big.
So is every kid there like that? Or is it just a select group?
I don't know.
Well, there is the famous one kid, I can't remember his name, but he immediately kind of came out on the gun right side.
Yeah, and he got shit all over.
Yeah, he actually had a war with David Hogg, and he wanted to debate him.
But once again, that's the underlying thing, is some of what Hogg says and thinks is pretty legit and pretty interesting, and, you know, he's not anti-gun, he just wants more gun law. That being said, nobody wants to hear from him.
He's constantly talking about how old-ass people are stupid, and he's
going
to show us how to run a democracy.
He's the wrong guy,
He's full of shit. Mm-hmm. He's arrogant as hell, and he's an ageist! No, that whole line about, you know, oh, when your fucking parents can't send a DM.
When your old-ass parents, like, I don't know how to send an iMessage, and you're just like, give me the fucking phone, and you take it, and you're like, okay, let me handle it, and you get it done in 1 second.
What an arrogant prick.
So who are the
our
big...
Our parents don't know how to use a fucking democracy, so we have to.
Who are the big comedians that kids like now?
I don't have no idea.
I mean, it was Kevin
like
Hart,
comedy.
But not allowed to be Kevin Hart now.
Gen Z is not even killing that funny. Comedy.
They are killing it.
It'll be dead soon.
They like...
Bo Burnham, maybe?
I can't imagine anybody that I respect doing a college tour anymore. I mean, college is where you expect edgy comedy. I mean, that should be edgy, funny, really good. And it's all putzes who do non-offensive, won't offend any group that's significant.
The biggest comedians for that age that I see are the ones that are really big social media
like
YouTubers.
Jake Paul, oops.
Like Jake Paul, exactly. The Jake Pauls.
Can't like
the
him anymore.
Emma Chamberlain's. Those types of people where they have 50 million people who are following them on Twitter, and then they just kind of put out a funny little tweet every day, and it gets 600,000 likes, and that's their comedy.
Yeah, and how's their stand-up?
I don't know if they really have
one. Oh, that's dead.
Bo Burnham, by the way, is not offensive.
Yeah,
he's quite offensive, so, and funny.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a...
I was just trying to think of young stand-up, and I don't really know a ton of them.
Who's that guy you like, Dallas Cameron? Or
Dallas Cameron.
See what happened to him over the break?
He's on, Magnum, whatever that tour is, of the hot 20-year-olds who all the girls love on Instagram. They go around, take their shirts off, and dance.
Well, you're not allowed to like him anymore. Yeah,
why?
He got arrested over the break.
What?
Yeah.
No, I watched his Amazon series.
Well, you better get your money back. You're not allowed to like him anymore.
I did. I was stunned. I watched it with my jaw in the lower position the entire six episodes.
Got into a fight.
Yeah, he beat up some guy, which is amazing in and of itself.
He broke his nose.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, do you have the whole story? There he is.
He's got a very handsome mugshot.
You know he did his hair forever before that mugshot, too.
His hair always looks perfect.
He's got 5 million subscribers on YouTube and another 21 million on Instagram.
Can we see his latest YouTube post?
Oh, sure.
Why did he beat this guy? Oh, here we go. Cameron Dallas is the name. We call him Dallas Cameron. Does it matter? Which name comes first? Unfortunately, sometimes in your life you find yourself in a situation where you have to protect yourself and the people you care about.
Oh, he's so righteous.
They found a man bleeding from injuries to his face at 5 a.m. at a 4-star hotel at a Hyatt that he punched. Okay. What's he doing out at 5 a.m.?
Good question.
Oh, he's 24. I thought he was like 16. He's 24.
Oh, Cameron's 24?
Yeah, or God, Dallas.
He's aging faster than me.
Yeah, no, there's not much to it. Apparently, this guy threatened him.
Oh!
It looks like all of the latest stuff on YouTube is his videos. I didn't know he was a singer.
Oh, yeah, he's got music up. Hearts been walked on, so
I'm cautious. I gotta stay cautious. Yeah, it sounds like Bieber. Yeah, Bieber's.
He's got a face tat now. Oh,
what?
He does? Is it a tear? Because he's always crying.
He had a couple before. He had some small ones.
He has a face. Are you fucking kidding me?
The eyebrow.
Yeah, along his eyebrow line. Yeah. So it's not like Tyson face tat.
Right, right. But face tats are. Hey, they were a big thing in 2018. I'm just hoping for more in 2019.
Yes, me too.
So eventually, will board directors' meetings be full of people with face tats?
I hope so.
Are we getting there eventually? It seems like
it. They probably are. There's probably, you know, I'm sure that Tekashi 6ix9ine's on a couple boards of something.
Great guy.
Yeah.
By the way, Louis C.K., I understand, you know, what he did was terrible, and the fact that he tried to hurt those people's careers was even worse to me.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, we do have people in the entertainment business, particularly in music business, who are shooting each other. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think it'd be that people would be coming down on them?
Yeah. Why do they get a pass?
Nicki Minaj's boyfriend is a rapist and a murderer. Is anyone upset about that?
No, because they like her music. Don't like Louis, the words.
No,
Louis
but I mean,
says.
Wouldn't you think there'd be a group?
Doesn't make any sense.
Wouldn't you think social media would be descending on her like they descend on Louis C.K.? Or Tekashi 6ix9ine, he filmed a 13-year-old having some kind of sex, and he posted an undressed, I think, 14-year-old or something on his Twitter. I mean, this guy's done some, but I don't see anybody descending on him. Why is it all about Louis C.K.?
Probably because he's an easy target. Because they like her music. That's why they like his music.
People like Louis C.K.'s comedy. In terms of popularity,
the biggest names in the Me Too movement.
What's that?
He was one of the biggest names.
But Tekashi 6ix9ine has sexual crimes.
Yeah, but the people that like Louis' comedy don't care about that stuff.
Don't care about what?
They don't really care too much about what he says and what's in his material because they know it's jokes.
No, but I'm saying there's a group that descends on people. For doing things that are politically incorrect. Well, raping people and committing sex crimes is also politically incorrect. Where are they in terms of Tekashi 6ix9ine? And I'm not asking them to do this.
No, I know.
I don't know how any of these people have time to do any of this.
I'm saying it's stupid.
I mean, it seems to me you pay the price for doing these things and you move on. But without this mob, this Twitter mob or this social media mob, why is this social media mob only descend on certain people?
I don't know. Because they like the way this sounds, I guess.
I don't know. I don't understand why they like the way this sounds, but that's another issue entirely. I'm assuming that this is just naughty, and so because it's edgy, naughty, it just gives people the feeling they're cool for liking something that's bad.
But Louis's edgy and naughty, too.
I know.
I don't know. So, I think there might be a double standard.
Wouldn't you think the same people, though, who are so upset about the Parkland joke would be upset when someone, you know, is filming a sexual assault? and in violent crimes, wouldn't you think that same standard would apply?
I would. If you're just going to be moral outrage, then you should police all of the various genres.
Okay, that's all I was asking for. I was just asking for an explanation.
If not, why don't you just like lighten up a bit? Jesus.
I know. That's what I'm trying
point
to do.
Of Louis' material.
Yeah.
Was be a kid.
Right. But of course, that's.
I don't have
that. You can't. The Parkland kids are always right. They're never wrong. And that's what Laura Ingraham learned. Because she said, David Icke's whining because he didn't get into schools because he didn't have the grades and the test scores. And it's like, boycott Laura Ingraham immediately. She bullied a Parkland victim. I think Louis did point out, too, that these kids who are being a bit preachy, that they were not the ones that were shot. Mm-hmm. Was that pointed out?
You never said Parkland either.
Yeah. Well, we know who he's talking
about. What?
We know. Okay, so Kevin Spacey. Oh my God, who's a House of Cards fan?
I never watched it once.
Never saw it.
But we all like Spacey.
Yeah, I liked Usual Suspects. I thought that was good.
Maz's feeling about Kevin Spacey to me really, it didn't bother me. His thing was, but they're not going to have the new season with him now.
Understandably.
He was. I'm sure Maz didn't like what he did, but he was more upset that this new season.
Still wanted the season to happen.
What happened to the? Did the season go on without him?
It did. But here's a good.
His wife became president.
Were people happy with that? Were the House?
No. If you look at the IMDb ratings for like the first five seasons and the sixth season, it's a drastic drop off. That sixth season, nobody really liked it at all.
What about the Connors?
I don't know. It seems like the
coming back. They've been running promos for it like crazy.
Wait, it's already been on, hasn't it?
Yeah, but the new season or the continuation of the season with new episodes.
Right. Oh, they only did one episode.
Oh God,
her?
Look at it!
Look at these ratings.
Oh my!
Look at these ratings. So they were between 8 and 10 for all episodes, seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then season 6, it dropped down to 4, 3, 3. I mean,
that's probably Kevin Spacey having new accounts and rating it really low. That's all he does is sit around and rate new episodes on IMDb really
low. This here is Tommy's argument, that the show wasn't good without him.
He's the show. Why did they even bother doing it? Just like Roseanne's the show.
I don't. It is funny to me when, you know, someone like Kevin Spacey or Roseanne, you know, they must go, and they but we're going to go on without him. She's not that big a deal. No, she is the show.
That bitch was white.
I got to tell you, though, after seeing this interview or this little thing that Spacey put out as Frank Underwood, I have zero interest in ever seeing it because I think the character's stupid.
I thought it was really dumb, too.
Accent is so dumb.
The accent is
dumb. I can't believe he put this out.
All right.
This is just the other day.
Christmas, wasn't it?
Was it Christmas?
Yeah.
I know what you want.
Oh, God.
Oh, sure, they may have tried to separate us, but what we have is too strong, it's too powerful.
I'd rather see him sing Mind Games.
After all, we share everything. Yes, I told you my deepest, darkest secrets. I showed you exactly what people are capable of. I shocked you with my honesty, but mostly I challenged you and made you think.
Why do you talk that way?
What are you talking about?
You trusted me, even though you knew you shouldn't.
That's a lovely accent you have. New
sure,
Jersey?
We're not done, no matter what anyone says. And besides, I know what you want. You want me back. Of course, some believed everything and had just been waiting with bated breath to hear me confess it all.
Yeah, it's
they're
for
just
his
dying to
House
have
of Cards
declare
character.
That everything said is true.
He's known for breaking the fourth wall
said.
In House of Cards.
Oh, how stupid.
Wouldn't that be easy if it was all so simple? Only you and I both know.
I'm a fan of the fourth wall.
Not in politics and not in life. But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would
you?
You
wouldn't
rush to judgments without facts, would you?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Would you?
This.
No, not you. You're smarter than that.
It's creepy.
Did anyone like
anyway,
this?
Anyway, all this presumption made for such an unsatisfying ending.
214,000 people gave it a thumbs up.
9.1 million
I mean,
have seen it.
You and I have learned nothing else
read
these
some
past
comments?
Years. It's that in life and art, nothing should be off the table.
Quiet.
We're not afraid, not of what we said, and not of what we did, and we're still
I don't
not
know
afraid.
What you're talking about.
Because I can promise you this. Talking.
What if you are the House of Cards fan that's just living under a rock and has no idea about the Kevin Spacey thing? You must be so confused.
Well, of course, they're going to say I'm being disrespectful.
Harmless dweeb or disgusting sex monster.
Didn't the next day the video of the kid in the bar came out?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That's right, the very next day. Super
good timing.
What did he do? Oh, he came out of the closet?
No, they have video of him attacking the kid.
A waiter?
Oh, I've seen the video.
They just, I don't know if they, did they show the video? I think they just said they had it.
I think they
and then they had the audio of the pre-trial hearings to where his attorney is basically saying, if a guy puts his hand in his dick for 3 minutes, you're not going to leave it there. That whole blaming the
victim
thing.
Was it on for 3 minutes?
That's what he said.
Well, 3 minutes?
It gave the victim time to Instagram it to his girlfriend?
I guess, yeah. It was really kind of confusing.
I was like, and then, how much stuff was going on? How can you do all of that while that's happening to you? That's pretty
Well, that's their defense,
resourceful.
Trudy. Sounds like you're buying it.
I'm not, but it's still very resourceful.
He did run circles around the investigator and the investigator's report because he's like, you don't see it touching anything but a shirt there, right?
Right, yeah.
Because, yeah, you wouldn't see the guy's dick if it's in his pants.
No, you're right.
First thing you're going to see
his hand is in his pants for 3 minutes?
I think the whole exchange was about 3 minutes. I don't know if
three
it was
minutes.
There for 3 minutes. Sounds like you're buying the defense.
A man can touch another penis or even kiss one very lightly, and it still doesn't necessarily mean he's a homosexual.
See?
Wait, aren't they in a bar?
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't that a long time? Am I crazy? Am I going to get well done for this?
I know.
3 minutes? I mean, I would think you could have jerked him off in 3 minutes.
Oh, I mean, if you're a Kevin Spacey fan. If you're trying to come to get out of there.
Oh, wow. A nice old fashioned.
I did think it was weird at the end of the
I
video.
I thought
when,
so where
when
he
Spacey...
stuck his hand on the guy's pants and the guy's like, went, get out of here.
I thought it was weird when Spacey licked his fingers at the end of the video. I don't know what that was all about. It's kind of gross. After he did this.
I mean, were they rolling around on the floor? Yeah. The guy trying to get his hand out of his pants? What was going on? I mean,
no, he was kind of paralyzed or
frozen with
frozen.
Fear
yeah,
Kevin Spacey's
he didn't know what
hand
to do.
Was in his pants.
He thought he was in trouble too because he was drinking and he was underage, and this was happening to him. And but he had the wherewithal to send it to his
minutes.
Girlfriend.
3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm looking for the story.
3 minutes, Drew. We all know what 3 minutes is because we're in broadcasting, so we know.
Okay, should we let 3 minutes go by so we can demonstrate how
long
3 minutes
is? Someone put your hand down Drew's pants for 3 minutes.
3 minutes? That's a long time.
That is a pretty long time.
Now, the comments on the it kind of ranges. There's a lot of support, there's also a lot of anger.
They also exchange telephone numbers.
Wait, they exchanged telephone numbers after the 3 minutes or before?
During their encounter, Spacey told the alleged victim, let's get drunk. And the boy claimed to investigators that he downed 8 to 10 beers and whiskey in just over an hour and may have blacked out at some point during the incident.
Mm. Maybe.
Spacey's accused of groping the son for 3 minutes. The teenager never told him to stop or attempted to move away. That's an incredibly
the teenager,
long...
Is the teenager, is he gay? Is he straight? Do we know? Do we care?
No, he had a girlfriend.
He had a girl, yeah.
Well,
did you buy?
For Kevin Spacey type
this
men?
Is this the news anchor's son?
Oh.
Is that guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the people at the bar said that the teen turned a pale blank and a bit frightened when his hand was in his pants. Why didn't they go, hey, why is Kevin Spacey's hand in your pants?
Yeah.
I would think the people there would be going, man, that guy's really getting off. 3 minutes have gone by. Holy shit.
Why are you pale? Why are you pale, blank, and a bit frightened? Is Kevin Spacey's hand down your pants?
I mean, because he's Spacey, nobody could, like, fly over and grab his hand out of his pants?
He's a tiny little man. You think the teenager could have stiff-armed his head away. You know, like when you have a little brother and they're just swinging.
Oh, no, you know what? You can actually be in that state, though.
Frozen? Oh, yeah. You hear it
you don't believe that's happening to you. You don't know what to do.
But you're in a bar. They're not in the bathroom at the bar?
No, they're at the bar. You have Kaiser Soze's hand on your pants. You might be a little frozen. Maybe because he's Kaiser Soze.
If I put my hand on somebody's pants and sit for 3 minutes, I'm going to probably think that they're not too disappointed in it.
But you're Drew. You could probably get a minute and a half of frozen fear.
We're still going, by the way.
Of 3 minutes?
Yep.
His hand is still in his pants. I mean, it's got to be. He's got to be making. Guy's got to be hard by now.
Got to be a lot of movement too.
Well, he had a lot to drink though, so maybe it was.
Well, wait. To Brian's point, maybe that's
why he's 5'8".
He's got whiskey. Maybe that's why the kid didn't want to move, because he's afraid if he moved with that hand on there, he'd get hard.
He's also 18, so might have been hard before his hand even got down there.
Oh, wow. A nice old-fashioned.
You might be refracting getting it up again.
Get your hand off my penis!
How far in are we, Brandon?
We're close. I'm waiting on the clock here to change.
An egg timer.
You think anybody shook Spacey's hand afterwards at the bar?
Oh.
Hey, Kevin, nice to meet you. No, he got his penis hand.
Wow.
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
I mean, I feel like I'm being a dick, but 3 minutes that's a long time. And they're in public, too. I mean, that's the main reason I'm thinking, even if the guy was gay and he wanted Kevin Spacey, I would think he'd go, hey, dude, with the bar.
Wow.
Fuck.
Okay, we're done now. We're done.
That was a long time.
Hands out, hands out.
Who timed it, I guess, is the question.
Well, it's on video.
Oh, okay.
When's the video coming out?
You got to go to the courtroom. It's the only place it's showing.
What do you mean? You can see video of anything, though. Why is this video sacred?
Someone will leak it.
Well, we can't handle this video?
No, everyone's going to get too hard over it. Oh, Spacey, gross. What are you doing, Spacey?
Man, that is just... I'm not trying to pile on or anything. It's been like a long time.
That's a really long time.
Dr. Yaldo loves when we send him feedback from our listeners.
Your little finger, isn't it?
Dr. Yaldo gave me multifocal implants last year in 2018, and it was awesome. I told everyone in the office you sent me, and by the way, the discount was sweet. Multifocal implants for people 50-plus is an amazing lifetime solution to your vision issues. They give you sharp, close vision, and you'll also get precise far vision, and you won't get cataracts. For everyone else, Dr. Yaldo has performed more custom LASIK than anyone in Detroit, and he does all the surgical procedures at the Yaldo Eye Center. Custom LASIK with the CAT system is the most advanced in the world. You heard about many of our listeners getting the Drew and Mike discount. If you have a Flex account, well, that's 2018's over, so yeah, scratch that. Start saving your Flex account in 2019.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, you can use it on Dr. Yaldo. Plenty of ways to save. Enjoy life without the hassles of glasses and contacts. The evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. And join us in celebrating the holidays. Well, past the holidays.
There's another one coming up.
Join us in celebrating the post-holidays with Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram's 2019 season. Yeah. As we bring this wonderful year to a start, I'm altering the copy as I go. At Zot Chrysler Jeep and Zot Dodge Ram, they want to pass on the most significant savings of the year on to you, our loyal listeners. They've got a full inventory.
Steve did say the Dodge Jeep deal is good through Friday.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Then the all 19 Ram Bighorn Supercrew 4x4 completely loaded is still at $169 a month. Or if Jeeps are more your flavor, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Cherokee Limited at just $149 a month. And for the first time ever, Zot Chrysler Jeep will drop an additional $1,000 off the very best deal you can find in a brand new 18 Jeep Wrangler. Nobody discounts Jeep Wranglers, but during Zot Chrysler Jeep's big finish, they do. So see details in their massive inventory at dealsnd.com.
See you on Friday.
And Adam rejoined us in 2019. It was for part of 2017 and back with us in 2018. And here they are with us to start 2019. And of course, Adam is the American Divorce Association for Men, and so many ask when they talk to a lawyer, Adam, how much is divorce going to cost? But the real question is, how much will it cost you if you don't hire someone significant like Adam? They were the first law firm to focus exclusively on representing men in divorce, and Adam is still the best. It doesn't cost any more to hire the best, but it could cost you plenty if you don't. Call Adam at 246-356-2326. That's 248-356. Adam!
Have you seen what the big story of 2019 already is?
You mean new in 2019?
Yeah.
Government shutdown?
No. The out-of-control zoos.
Oh, yeah.
I know the lion ate an intern.
Oh, yeah. God.
An intern. By the way, did you see Ken Turn? Ken,
oh, yeah.
He's starting a podcast?
Yeah. Cool.
Brandon and I both donate.
I got $69 on that.
Is that why you donated? So you can tell everybody that you donated?
No.
It's always been my go-to.
I felt I had to. When she mentioned that she had so much fun doing our podcast, she was starting her own. I felt, well, wouldn't that be terrible if I didn't contribute to it? She was asking for $400.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. So at Butler?
At Butler, yeah.
She's going to get a mixer, a headphone.
Is that a secret?
No, I didn't know.
It's not a secret.
No, okay.
She can get a mixer, headphone, and a good mic.
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh,
she's over her goal, though. She's at $500.
Oh, excellent.
Is she going to put that money back into the equipment, or is it... is it going to go down?
It's a good question. I was making
spend your money well.
I was making suggestions and for material for possible show topics and guests and
oh yeah,
really?
She's got all kinds of ideas.
She could do a good one.
Yeah, I think she could. I think I mean, she just needs another girl or two.
Well, she's surrounded by them.
Yeah, I know.
A house,
true.
So I'm not competing in any way, but when I was with the D and Eileen extravaganza
yes.
on Sunday,
uh-huh.
they were all about, we ought to have a podcast. It's like,
hey, anybody
totally
can.
Fired up about it.
I don't honestly.
They're like, what would it be about? And they're like, this. You know, sitting well, around in a bar drinking.
They're probably right.
10 years ago, it was always, we should have a reality show. What would it be? This.
You know what? There are so many. The female podcasts are doing really well. I don't know if you guys look around at the the iTunes and well, are we still unranked on Google Play, Brandon?
I believe so.
Oh, man,
we fell off.
I'm cashing my chips if we don't get ranked on Google Play soon.
You got your 20,000 though.
I know. Well, it could be that all the best of shows didn't help. I mean, we were unranked before that. The fuck.
I don't know. We can pop back in there.
I know.
We still it's do randomly.
It's happened before.
And when we come back, it's not like we, you know, come back right at the tail end. We pop right back in the 20s.
That's what I can't understand. Why is it that we always get to that one point and then we fall back down, then we come back? It almost seems like it's an algorithm.
Oh, mm-hmm. It is. There is no third party that's responsible for this stuff.
There's a podcast, Trudy. Oh, it's really popular. It's two girls. I actually listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's one, Guys We Fucked.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You've seen that one? That one's been around for a while, but it's a new one kind of like that.
Call Her Daddy?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Call Her Daddy. That's one of the barstool ones. It's two girls underneath the barstool umbrella.
Have you listened to it?
I haven't, but the chicks are hot.
Yeah, the chicks are hot, and it's very chick-centric, no question. I just found it to be... I don't know. It seems like it's very one-dimensional to me. Maybe, but you know, at their age and the audience they're trying to reach, I don't know. Do guys listen to that to hear chicks talk about sex?
I'm not sure. To women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Remember Playboy, the Playboy channel on was it Sirius or XM? One of those two.
Yes,
I listened to that a little bit, and it seems like it gets old really fast.
It's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I just feel like it has to really be well-rounded, so I can't...
Yeah, I wondered if it would continue to... How's that doing now, Call Me Daddy?
Number two.
It's still number two?
Number two on comedy.
Wow. Where's Dax?
I think he's four or six.
It seems like I read about Dax a lot. Or about his podcast.
He is two, four, six. He's six.
Who's the comedian who's got a podcast of her own and
Anna Faris?
No,
like stand up.
It's a female.
Yeah, and she is really funny.
Can you describe her?
No,
she sounds hot.
By the way, did you see?
I came to work with no brain.
Were you talking about Tiffany Haddish?
No, I'm not.
Does anyone find her funny? But is she funny?
I like Tiffany Haddish. She did? I think she's funny. Supposedly she bombed.
Her SNL monologue was good, but that's really all I've seen her do.
Can you play it?
Sure.
Because I saw the story about her bombing on New Year's Eve. She had this big New Year's Eve show, and she's apparently, was she drunk?
Yeah.
She forgot her material?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
She just like went out, I guess, and sat down with everybody and just hung out.
She's the kind of person, though, the more you see her, the less funny she gets, if that makes sense.
Oh, because it's...
Well,
it's
the act tends to be the same.
What's the act?
Kind of this whole, I'm can't believe I'm famous type act, which now she's famous, so it kind of wears off. She's got an amazing backstory, but...
It was a big crowd. She had a big crowd, and it was not a cheap ticket. And I thought... And then I'm reading about all the... She's, support for her. I'm like, support for her? What?
Like, I've seen her do interviews with Kimmel and a couple other like late night people, and she's very likable. Miss Regina Hall and me, Tiffany Haddish.
Now, this movie, it made history. It made $100 million plus, okay? And I'm trying to figure out, where is my cut of that money? Because I haven't seen it at all yet. And all my
friends are telling me, Tiffany, you a star now. You big time. You balling out of control. And I'm looking at my bank account like, uh-uh.
She's an actress,
too. They said,
too.
Google yourself. What's so that? I Googled actress myself. Too? Tiffany yeah. had a celebrity net worth. And it said I was worth $2 million, y'all. But I ain't seen this money. Where is this $2 million? What do I got to do to get this $2 million? Do I need to fake my death? Like,
but now that she's famous, this doesn't really stand up.
Y'all know Tyler Perry got an island, right? But honestly, though, before I was in Girls Trip, I grew up in foster care. And I want to say thank you to anyone who paid taxes between 1990 and 1999. Because if you wouldn't have paid your taxes, I wouldn't have been standing here today. So thank you. Thank you. I lived in a lot of group homes, and my favorite show growing up was SNL. That's my favorite show. And you'd have no idea how difficult it is to get a bunch of black and Hispanic kids to watch SNL over in Living Color, okay? Trying to convince them that Dana Carvey is just as funny as Damon Wayans was a problem. I got stabbed twice, y'all, in a bunk bed, okay? That's why I don't mess with bunk beds to this day. I don't mess with them. They scare me. They told me I should talk about something that's going on in the world, politics, something, a hot topic. Well, here's the thing. I don't really pay attention to the news or anything. All my news comes from the beauty shop, okay? When I get my hair done, I find out what's going on in the world. And we've been talking about a lot of different stuff. They were talking about in the beauty shop just the other day about Donald Trump. And we were saying, dang, who is doing Donald Trump's wigs? His lace fronts are off the chain. His hair is looking so good since he
I don't think we're her demo.
What kind of glue is he using? Because when the wind
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, yeah, Nikki. Yeah.
She has okay. a good chick podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She likes to talk about her vagina a lot.
Oh, she does. You're right.
Well, I didn't mind these girls talking about sex. It's just that that was all they talked about.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were trying to be edgy.
It's like after you come, can you move on?
Yeah.
I'm done beating off. Can you talk about something
else? It was entertaining.
Else?
I just
guy podcast.
I'm probably not the target for it either. I would assume it'd be for...
You guys are talking about sex. I beat off. I'm done. Let's move on.
I'm not sure if it's for women or for. I guess it's for chicks. I suppose, but it does really well. I mean, there's a lot of female podcasts, and they don't have to be, 22. Anna Faris does really well. I'm not sure. Is that because she's Anna Faris?
Well, I think she has the same formula as Dax, where I'm really famous. I can get a lot of people to talk to me.
Right.
So let's interview this famous person.
Well, my sister says, my sister listens to a lot of podcasts. She says that a lot of those shows get the same people. They're kind of circulate through the same.
Yeah. That's who's on tour.
Well, there's just very podcast-friendly people, and the famous podcast-friendly people tending to go around. I guess. I don't know. I don't listen to that much. I haven't heard. I just heard a couple of Anna's, and not my show. It's not for me. But a lot of them have. It's all about the guest.
Right, right, and that's a popular formula. Mark Maron, he gets huge guests. Joe Rogan,
Mark Maron's great. I like Mark Maron a lot.
Yeah, and Dax is getting a lot of guests.
Joe gets huge guests. Joe's good.
There's a lot more to Rogan though than his guests. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah,
he'll often have a comedian sit in with him and do the show with him for the day.
Rogan had something.
Yeah, Kanye.
But oh, that's right. He had Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, he gets huge people on there.
Yeah, he smoked a joint.
He had Elon Musk on there. I mean, who wouldn't want to have Elon Musk on? Did you guys hear about the KTLA reporter that died, Chris Burris?
Mm-mm.
This guy, okay. Oh, I just want to finish one thing on Tiffany Haddish. I thought the weird thing about that whole mess was, and they had clips of it, and it seemed kind of bad. Like, was she drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. So she basically, people paid a lot of money. Did they refund money to people?
I don't know.
I mean, I just thought, what a clusterfuck. How dare you on New Year's Eve get too fucked up to do your show?
Mm-hmm.
And then the story, though, was that lots of support for Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, what do you mean lots of support? What is that all about? What do you mean support? She fucked up. I mean, I'm not, I saw David Spade saying, hey, everybody's bombed. It happens as part of comedy. And I sort of liked what he said, but this idea that, she's wonderful and we should support her through this difficult. She got fucked up and she ruined a lot of people's New Year's Eve. Can we ban the word support? Can we stop supporting? There's too much support right now, isn't there? Aren't people too fucking supportive?
That's why we only have the backs of four people.
Shouldn't some of these people stand up and fucking face their issues or whatever the problem is?
That's why we have a soft magazine, though.
I think you're right.
Sounds like there was a heckler and then a couple more hecklers and then a bunch of hecklers. Oh. And she just couldn't really deal with it, too.
A lot of people walked out.
Yeah.
Really?
I saw the part where she invited people to move up into the empty seats. And then it was, I guess she started drinking with the crowd.
I gotta tell you, right now I would rather see Louis C.K. do stand-up than Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, I don't think there's much comparison. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of people that wouldn't.
Really strong. I think if there was, does she have a Netflix special?
I don't know.
I just wondered how it did if she did.
Hey, by the way, did you watch the Netflix extravaganzas, the two really huge Netflix shows?
Bird Box.
Bird Box and Bandersnatch.
How are they?
The Bandersnatch, like Jim Johnson was heckling me to watch this so that we could talk about it.
Well, this sounds like a shout out.
That's a great name.
I don't think I would have otherwise, you know, gone there for a while.
It sounds like a shout out.
But it's kind of cool because it's sort of interactive TV. However,
is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Interactive TV? I don't want to do the work. Just entertain me.
Shout out.
He sold a car.
She.
It's your birthday. You're a celebrity.
Fill in morning on OMC.
You're related.
We're going with JJ.
We just met you. You like
6 to 10.
You
like OMC.
Girls.
104.3.
It's a t-shirt. Who's going to ship it? It's not a sports podcast.
Thursday and Friday? Or no, that was last week.
It was,
was it last week?
Monday, Wednesday, I don't know.
I don't know. They all run it.
I don't
okay,
know.
So not this
anyway.
Week.
Anyway, but anyway, so I had to watch this because he's like, we're going to talk about this. So I ended up watching it, and it's too much work.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, who wants to do work
you
when
have
they're
to,
watching TV?
You know,
gross.
Watch and be poised. And by the way, it wouldn't come up
what
on
they
my
want
regular
you to do?
Netflix. You have to decide which way you want the plot
choose your
to
own
go.
Adventure?
And then
I used to love those books when I was a kid. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, like a Goosebumps thing or something like
turn
that.
Turn the page, whatever.
Yeah, and if you choose one thing and it's the wrong way, the plot's not supposed to go that way, then it'll go.
Well, that sounds lazy on their part.
Yeah, you chose wrong, and then
that's another story.
Start over.
It's like when movies have
it's like a game show sort of.
Like when movies have their alternate endings on DVD. I don't care. I don't want to see your alternate
show
ending.
Show me the best one.
Give me the ending that you chose.
Six ways. That takes hours.
That's another story.
What's the second show?
And then the Bird Box. With,
what's that?
It's a horror movie about
good?
Sandra Bullock.
It's basically The Ring.
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, I read about that.
Yeah.
I heard a lot
that's
of people.
That's another story.
Did you see it?
I saw part of it. I didn't get all the way through it.
Well, Netflix said everybody saw it.
Yeah. I know. That's
it is the most watched
Brandon's
thing on Netflix.
Said. Brandon is skeptical about that.
I am. I
don't
believe
find anybody who actually watched it all.
They said
45 million.
They said
did you like it?
Will you?
Why?
I liked it. I'm only partway through it.
Is 45 million not believable? I don't know. Honestly,
that's a lot. That's
45
that's how many,
minutes.
Worldwide.
45
that's how many watch Deanna Joe Millionaire. So it's not. That's a lot of people.
And we're talking worldwide.
Oh, okay.
But
worldwide, that's still a lot.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what's the biggest Netflix thing ever seen? How many watch?
This.
It's this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's this.
Wow, I'm gonna watch it tonight.
It reminded me of The Crabbening with Mark Wahlberg. Where there was the evil thing, you could never see it, but it kept happening to people and
I know, that
you
was,
never saw.
There's too many movies like The Crabbening.
Yeah.
Aren't there?
There are.
There's too many movies.
You don't want to put any work into the villain or the monster.
Is The Crabbening, is that the same one that Nicole Kidman's in, or is that a different Crabbening?
Oh.
Remember the horror movie Nicole Kidman's in where people just start turning into killer zombies?
Yeah.
But they don't look like zombies. They look like regular people.
Maybe she was in that movie. Was she in that movie?
Maybe she is.
But yeah, that it Walter? Starts out, though, the great, you know, like.
Sure seems like the same movie.
It was It was great at the very beginning because people just were like jumping out of a building.
No,
you know,
I know.
And all these bodies hitting. And
I'm
then
fascinated by at that point in the movie, I'm really fascinated. But then at the end where they're walking through the wilderness.
Right. And,
for a safe
and the
place,
grass is sort of blowing at them.
Yeah,
like
I get really,
threatening.
Then I get really bored.
I think you're thinking of The Others.
Oh,
yeah,
The Others.
Yeah, it should be The Crappening Part 2. It's the same movie. Isn't it really the same movie?
Yeah, sort of. This this is, if you see this, whatever it is, then you go insane. So
Netflix is
if you see it,
yeah, like The Ring. Isn't that The Ring?
Yeah.
Isn't that
sort
the
of? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a remake of a Japanese movie,
right?
Netflix is in trouble too, or not in trouble. They're getting a lot of shit because they pulled an episode of, I can't think of the comedian's name. He used to be on The Daily Show, but he has a Netflix show. And it was about Saudi Arabia and Khashoggi and all the bad things that Saudi Arabia does and all the money they spend on Silicon Valley, just kind of ripping them apart. And Saudi Arabia said, we don't like this episode. You need to take it off with inside Saudi Arabia. And Netflix said, okay. So they, because the government bitched about it, they took it down.
Oh.
Censored it.
Right.
And they're like, we're just following the law there. Which the law is basically if the government doesn't like something, then it's illegal.
And that's an episode of Patriot Act with Hassan Minhaj.
Yeah.
Don't you wish Saudi Arabia, their oil would just all dry up?
Yes.
Like somebody would just set their every drop of oil on fire, and they would have to start over and do something.
Oh, they would be so screwed.
Oh, I know. They would be. Oh, my God.
Because they have nothing else, do they?
No.
Well, they're trying. Is that a misconception of their
society? No, that's what they're trying to do right now is to...
They ain't got no gas in it.
Is trying to be a little different, diversifying their economy.
Yeah. And they have to kind of start at square one because a lot of people are not... properly educated.
Yeah, and the government subsidized a lot of things for a lot of people there.
But there's like, you know, 100 incredibly rich people there, and nobody else has shit.
Yep, they're all princes.
Yeah, they all have great Instagrams where they show their pet panther in the front seat of their Jaguar.
Oh, yeah. A panther and a Jaguar.
Yeah, they're quite carried away with themselves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you were born into something so simple, it would be kind of hard not to be carried away with yourself.
Drew, have you been watching Escape from Dannemora?
You know, I haven't. I don't know why.
I've so
seen
good.
1.5 episodes, and
it's so phenomenal.
Because it's kind of dark.
I think it's funny at
like
times.
Dark.
Really, you do? Because I kept wanting it to be a little brighter.
Yeah,
so I could see shit.
You mean like watching it is dark?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You're right.
Yes,
it is. And that is kind of hard. Like, I don't know why it bugs me. I want him to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, when there's a movie...
When they escaped, yeah, they
You know, there are a number of movies that exist only in one room.
Yeah. Like The Room?
Like The Room. And also, well, The Room moves around,
yeah, it
The
does.
Room. But one of the nominated
Saw.
Movies a
Saw?
Couple years ago...
Saw.
Saw.
Oh, you're talking about the one with Brie Larson, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
The Room, isn't it?
That was making me fucking crazy. I'm like, go outside, get outside, somehow get outside, show someone outside. This room is making me fucking nuts.
Oh, it's not The Room. What's that? That's the one I was thinking of, though, where they're captive.
It's just Room. It's
not
The. Not
The Room, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get
Room
them
is,
out. It make them escape something.
It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
That's The Room.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi. Tilly has broken her silence, though, about the escape from Dannemora.
She's not happy.
She's really pissed at Ben Stiller. She's such a dope.
So she's pissed because he suggests that she had sex with both those
she
dudes.
She did, and she's still saying that she
right.
didn't. But that's because she still got Lyle at
Is
home.
She pissed because they made her look so nasty?
Oh, well, please. I think Arquette looks a lot better than she does in real life.
Yeah, she's got
to
be
she had to put on
that.
40 pounds.
Right.
Plus, she's a little wild. It probably made her a little wilder than she is.
Well, that's why you gotta see episode 6, because that's the only like real new thing that I don't ever remember hearing is her background in pre-Lyle.
Oh. Yeah. What's her background?
Well, spoiler alert. I didn't know that she had cheated with Lyle on her husband, her first husband. I did not remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's all about getting banged and how much.
I know.
Woman's
in the like woods, 2 feet
yes.
into
oh,
the
God,
woods
that is
too.
The, that is
Even
the
though
funny.
Like 6 feet in, she goes 2 feet
it.
In.
I gotta
so
find
they,
the scene. I think Drew will appreciate it.
It's
she's 2 feet in,
so that she's seen people. Someone sees her and narcs on her.
Sure.
And it ends her marriage. And
but
Lyle
it's her and Lyle getting it on.
It's Lyle. How does she pull so much? Dude.
Yeah, she does. She gets a lot of dick.
She's wild. And she was in a prison.
She goes, she makes the extra effort.
Is she the only woman in that town, possibly, or what?
No, because she had that coworker who she got really mad at. I can't say enough about this show. I think it's really good.
There's Chris Burris. KTLA, that guy, KTLA reporter, who overdosed. They believe he overdosed in a day's end.
Yeah.
Now, as soon as they reported that he died in a day's in, I was like, okay, that's got to be an overdose.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think KTLA reporters are in Days Inns. Nothing against Days Inns, but it just, you know, he lives, first of all, he's got a big house there.
Well, KTLA,
so why would he be at the Days Inn?
Is that the big, big local KTLA?
Yeah, it's a big local station. Absolutely.
Channel 5, Morning News.
I don't know. He's a very popular reporter.
Days Inn needs to rebrand themselves now.
Maybe they do.
Don't.
And he was with a dude, too. So it was like,
really?
He's either bisexual or he's doing heroin. And I don't think being bisexual will kill you. And he needed to be revived. And they got the dude, who he was apparently partying with, called 911. And they said, you got to give him CPR. And he was giving him CPR when he was dead. He was gone. And it sounded like an overdose. And he just doesn't, I don't see that guy shooting heroin into his arm. It just didn't look right.
No, he does not look.
Is that what it was? Was heroin?
I don't know.
Was he anchor?
They said
was
suspected
he an anchor
overdose.
Or a reporter in the field?
I think he anchored on the weekends and was a reporter during the week. It's just a weird story.
Yeah.
But I want to know more.
Yeah, his cause of death remains under investigation. So it will, it'll definitely break after the show and you'll get very upset.
We know, though, he was with a dude in a Days Inn, so. I mean, either they were boofooing too crazy and somehow the guy killed him.
Yeah, a lamp fell on his head. Boofooing.
Internal bleeding.
I don't know.
Or he overdosed. I think he overdosed.
He hit his head on the headboard too hard.
He was partying with a buddy that likes to party, and his wife doesn't party, and so he has to get a room at the Days Inn.
But he can do better than the Days Inn.
Sparkly and splendidly bright.
I know this guy.
Well, that means less heroin, though.
He just picked up this guy.
He could go to the Ritz-Carlton and have less heroin, or he could go to the Days Inn and have a lot of heroin.
Fair enough.
How did KTLA cover
that? Is
that
it right there, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Not terribly well, according to... It was funny. I was reading a lot. I was like, what's the story with this guy? This is a weird story.
Sayonara is Japanese. The only thing slowing down this line is you and your big fat mouth.
She's going to regret
that. She better
that.
Win something for this, man.
And not even 2 feet.
My car died again today.
That's great sex talk.
Kenny can't even fix it.
Oh.
Jump it myself this morning.
Yeah.
Lyle's just trying to get in his nut.
Oh. You buff shoes for a living. You didn't know how machines work. No woman should ever do that. If you were mine, you'd never pop the hood.
That's it.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
There's her coworkers.
In, out, in, out, three times.
Look at that far shot of them getting it on. She is so gross.
Who cheats on their spouse in the shrubs?
Tilly. Joyce Mitchell. Uh-oh, here's the fight with her and her. Oh, yeah, her husband works there.
Tilly, get back here!
Shh. At the prison or at this?
Did you fuck Lyle?
That's so...
Turn around. You talk to me.
We'll talk about it in the car.
We're not getting in the car because I'm fucking done.
Well, I'm done with you and your bitching and moaning.
The best defense is a good offense.
How could you do this to me again? How could you do this?
Just grow up already. People make mistakes.
Okay. Fucking how many? Right? How many?
Open the door.
You're a fucking whore.
13.
You call me a whore in front of all 19. These people? What kind of man are you? You call your own wife a whore? What are you looking at? Mind your business. You know what you are? I'll tell you what you are. You're no fucking angel.
You're not getting my boy.
What kind of man are
There's
you?
No fucking way.
You didn't kill it. I just wanted you guys to see the sex scene. Pretty hot.
Her sex scenes really made me uncomfortable, though, because
she's so gross.
I saw
where she discusses her car trouble.
It's kind of weird.
I know. It's such a good show.
God.
Hey, so there's a lot going on in it's funny you're talking about live television, which really, I don't know. I've just gotten so far away from live television and network television. The last days of JFK tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It might be interesting. I mean,
Junior, yeah.
Yeah, Junior.
What's
yeah.
that on?
Yeah. ABC.
Hey, and ABC has Bobbitt, too.
Oh, I can't
yes,
wait.
Bobbitt Friday night. Thank you. And Lifetime has Escaping R. Kelly, which I think is tomorrow. Oh, JFK might be Thursday also. Bobbitt's Friday.
Yeah.
I think Escaping R. Kelly starts the 3rd, which would be Thursday, right? I don't even know what day it is anymore. It just feels like Monday.
Yeah, Thursday is, tomorrow is.
Yes. Thursday is, you're probably listening to this on Thursday. One more day left of the week. But, you know, last days of JFK Jr., I've read a lot about that. There's been books. That was a really interesting because, you know, it's JFK Jr. and he married this beautiful girl.
It's the prince.
And they're so happy. And they're flying this wonderful wedding on the Cape. Mm. And his wife is really late because she's like, getting her nails done. And JFK takes off.
Color.
And doesn't take his instructor, which he should have. And he recklessly gets in a spin and doesn't know which way is up and down. And see ya!
Right.
And he takes out two beset girls, the fucking sisters with her. Oh, boy. Nice going, JFK. I mean, that's sort of, I don't know. I can't quite get past that. Like, this fucking clueless pilot takes down two sisters.
Imagine the jawing while it's going on.
Oh, no. When you read about it, it's like, you know, was he going to tell her, you know, you're late? And we were like, no, he's not going to tell her.
Oh, I meant when he couldn't tell which way was up.
No, I know. I'm sure she was on his ass.
Yeah. I'm sure
there is audio that was that's going to be released into. You
know. Oh, sweet. We got a little preview, maybe?
Yeah.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
That was JFK Jr.'s last.
Yeah.
Last transmission.
We're here.
Man, I played video games before, so I, you know, I know what I'm doing a little bit. Yeah, I don't know anything about the autopilot. I'm just kind of hand flying right now.
I mean, here you are, American royalty. If we have royalty, he certainly was the last vestige of American royalty.
Yeah.
And you die because you don't know if your plane's upside down or right side up. I mean,
yeah,
that really.
I just kind of want to do a couple maneuvers to see what it can do before I put it down, you know?
Didn't Plane Man have an analysis of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
A pretty intricate analysis.
He's a crappy pilot, I think is what he's just
I think Mike was pretty
how
hard.
How you don't know you're upside down. And
Mike was pretty hard on him. There was definitely some way he should have known.
Right.
But I think most people in the know say that he should not have been flying without an instructor, that he was reckless.
Wait.
He should have left earlier in the day.
It's coming back to me.
Dark.
Did Clark claim that he was not instrument rated?
Yes.
That was it.
Only visually rated, and so he shouldn't have been flying at night because he didn't know to look at his instruments when it was dark.
That's right.
Thank you, Mike.
I would like to figure out how to get this cabin altitude, make it pressurized or something so I'm not so lightheaded.
I just realized where that came from. That's the guy, the rogue pilot, the baggage guy that took off.
Bebo.
Yeah, he was cool.
Yeah, right.
He's so loosey-goosey.
Yeah, not quite ready to bring it down just yet.
I don't think JFK Jr. was this loosey-goosey.
No, probably not.
Well, his wife wasn't.
No. Right here.
I'm trying to think of... We didn't hear any transmissions from him, did we?
Did they ever find the black box?
Do they have them? They have them.
I don't know.
They've got to have them.
You would think they would.
Oh, they do.
Isn't that just because he's JFK Jr.? They would think, well, we don't think you can handle this.
No, they've got
only them. We can handle this. You can't. You dopey members of the public who would love to hear this. God, that was a weird day.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought there's no way he's dead. He can't be dead.
Was that around the same time as Ellian?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think it was.
Like within a week, maybe.
Huh?
Donato, the fisherman.
And Donato.
It was definitely
should we call
it.
Donato for a comment on JFK?
They broke the closet door.
He should remember it.
They broke Elian's bed.
Do we have Bobbitt's number?
You know what? I called him earlier, left a message. I realized I had Facebooked him months ago, and he never wrote back.
Bobbitt.
And it was 100% him.
Bobbitt.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
So all I could think of is maybe...
Whoa.
Excuse me. All I can think of is maybe he's got some kind of non-compete with ABC.
What?
What?
He would Come never on. Honor that.
As if he would remember
that bottom number. That bottom number there, Brandon.
Or no?
Have you seen
what a non-compete entails?
Have you seen the preview of it?
No.
He can Here, Bobbitt.
Wife.
This is the Prince urologist talking.
In Manassas, Virginia, and all that changed for me June 23rd in 1993.
Look how happy this urologist is for reconnecting
with Bobbitt. Bedside woke me up in the middle of the night.
Biggest mistake.
And really, all I knew about this on the way into the hospital was that a penis had been amputated and the organ was missing.
Where's my dick?
What's
Where's
the first thing you did?
The organ
when you
missing.
Woke up.
I cleared my thoughts and applied pressure.
Cleared
and
my thoughts.
Went to
Where's my dick?
Cleared my thoughts.
To get me to the hospital.
How could you clear your thoughts?
You weren't yelling or screaming.
By the way, he's
Where's
got,
my dick?
He's got a really cool shirt on, man. You see his shirt? Don't you love it when people
Help me,
dress
we have
up
to go
for
to the hospital right now
for
no,
2020 crew?
As soon as he saw the blood everywhere.
Oh my God!
Somebody got a dick.
Going crazy and drove me to the hospital and got there within 10 minutes.
Somebody got a dick.
Went to the hospital with doctors. You know, looking at me. Show me your wrist.
John's a great storyteller.
The emergency room physician Somebody comes in and looks at John's hands and wrists and says, there's no cut there. And of course,
Where's
John knew there
dick?
Was no cut there. And he goes, where's all the blood coming from? And John points down below.
He had nothing more than a sheet covering him. And then sheet fell away to reveal a missing penis.
Somebody got a dick?
I don't know if you heard the part, too, where John said he just applied pressure, like that was his first reaction was to apply pressure.
It sounded like some Boy Scout move. Like he really traversed his experience to come up with that.
He should have gotten Kevin Spacey to apply pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Look on your doctor's
face. Yeah, for 3 minutes.
When you showed him what Lorena had done.
It's like his jaw drop.
Why is John laughing at it now?
I don't know. He's so bizarre.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch that.
Hall Financial Hotline's opened up. Jess, don't get angry. We did open it. Even though this is a dubious connection, click the link to Hall Financial and fill out the online information. We still have the link, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they'll get back to you, and they will crunch numbers for you if you want to refi. Maybe you want to shorten the length of your loan, take some money out of your house. Great way to start out 2019. Save some money with Hall Financial.
Where's my dick? Where's my dick?
Just tell Jess, please tell Jess to lighten up over there.
Whoa.
Well, who is he, baby? Who is he and tell me what he means to you?
Wonder how Drew's doing.
Oh,
yeah. Drew's like 23 now.
Somebody got a dick?
What's up?
Is that John?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John. Drew and Mike show. We were hoping to talk to you about 2020, and we're all fired up for it, and just thought maybe you could do a little promo for us. If you want to call back, well, Mark, did you give him your number?
I did earlier, yeah.
Yeah. Call Mark's number, and hopefully we can set something up for tomorrow, maybe. Hope you're doing okay. See ya.
Somebody got a dick?
There was a great story too, like Vanity Fair did. I gotta find this quote about it. It's kind of a "Where Are They Now" that they released last year
on Bobbitt-related people.
Yeah, and on John and Lorena. Let's see if I can find it.
I thought Lorena was kind of hot for a chick that cut a dick off.
She's
at the time, I'm not saying now, but I mean. I think
are you
I think,
amazed at
I
how
think notorious
easy?
Chicks that are hot are kind of fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Here she
I
is.
I agree.
Casey Anthony.
Are you surprised how easily it seemed to cut?
How what?
Like how easily it seemed to cut. Is a penis that easy to cut through and sever?
Oh, not, God.
While
well,
he was sleeping, yeah. If it's flaccid.
If it's flaccid.
No,
really?
That would be a nightmare.
Ooh.
Ooh. He must have been. Was he bombed? Is that why he didn't wake up right away?
Yeah, he was drinking, I think.
God, I can be that bombed,
that's
though.
That's so weird.
Ugh.
Thinking about that part of it, I mean, I'm so glad John is so distracting from the actual event. And so untraumatized.
I know.
This day,
cut his penis off!
This day, John is back in Vegas. He's single and lives off the disability settlement he received from the car accident. And though he still makes the occasional paid appearance, the majority of his time is devoted to searching for the treasure chest that the eccentric millionaire Forrest Fenn is rumored to have buried in the Rockies.
What?
He hopes to be invited to the White House if he unearths it so he can express his support of President Trump.
Treasure hunter.
I can actually see Trump inviting him to the White House if he found it.
If he finds it,
I can see them posing for a picture.
I think people have died looking for it. Couldn't you just see that headline? John Wayne Bobbitt
finds the
penis
treasure.
Was severed.
Survivalist.
No, dead looking for it.
Hey, Lorena's got blonde hair now, doesn't she? Is that her with the blonde hair up
yeah,
there?
Yeah, this is her, but this is back in 2010.
Okay.
I think this one here.
I'm amazed at the support she got back then.
Put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Are you amazed at the support she got back then?
Yes, I am. I thought it was bullshit.
How many times has she been married since then?
I don't know.
Good question.
It'd be very difficult dating her.
It is weird. This is not a real cause.
Have to sleep with a cup.
It's not a big cause celeb with me. It's not something I really want to spend a lot of time on, but it is kind of distressing in a way. A guy gets his dick cut off and it's like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
Well,
imagine somebody goes and slices somebody's boobs off, or I mean, it's like, nobody laughs about
no,
that.
They cut vaginas off of little girls and it's totally cool now.
Oh and you have support. Yeah. That's true.
That was Lorena's problem. She should have said it was a religious act.
Although, it's hard not to. I mean, John's telling jokes himself.
Right, yeah.
Well, he's not the best poster boy for having your penis
cut off. He's setting
the
narrative, so.
I did not picture John with a shaved head, by the way. I just didn't see that happening.
I know. He looks virtually the same, Bo, without just no hair.
I know. There's never anyone home. Hairless.
Here's more.
Full head of hair.
There's always two questions behind when you ask.
Here's more from the Vanity Fair piece. He's at his house in the northern section of the city. He opens the door. He's heavier than he was 25 years ago. Not fat, thick, muscular. His head is shaved. He's wearing slippers designed to resemble bare feet.
Goddamn shoes.
What that made me laugh. Above the fireplace is a painting.
Why is that so funny?
It just is. It's if you saw those in a store, be like, who would buy those? Bobbitt.
I mean, if they said a t-shirt that looked like a tuxedo, I don't think I would have laughed as hard.
Above the fireplace is a painting of a landscape. Bob Ross, he says when he catches me looking. Wow, I see a real Bob Ross. I used to watch that show when I was a kid. Not a real Bob Ross. It's still good, though. Just a painting of a landscape. I love him. Talk about a guy that can bounce back, man.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'd like to know a little more about the car accident he's getting the disability payments for.
Yeah. Thank God for that, though. It's in good shape.
Over
now.
The course of 3 hours together, John tends to repeat himself.
Uh-oh.
He's innocent of everything, the assault, the harassment, the larceny, his mixture of masculine pride and self-pity and nerve. Oh, come on. I don't need your opinion of it. Just tell us. I'll see if I can find any more gems in this.
Ooh, some of the pictures at trial. Ooh.
I know.
Ouch.
Did he make a statement about Dennis Hoff?
Oh, I don't know.
When he died?
He should. He spent a lot of time with him.
Hoff made plenty of statements about him.
I know.
Yeah.
Hoff just...
I thought the funniest thing we ever heard about that whole episode with John was that he was driving the limousine, and we heard from two people who he drove. One whom said that, wait, did he run out of gas? He ran out of gas, didn't he?
Didn't he take the limo to go pick up? I don't remember.
Or he ain't got no gas in it.
He's supposed to take people somewhere, and he ran an errand or something.
And a girlfriend.
Right.
And yeah, didn't drive all the way to Texas.
There were two very messy stories involving a limousine. Then he starts trying to bang the chicks. He's supposed to just drive people to the poorhouse.
Right.
Yeah.
And he ends up getting involved with women there, and then he fights with them all the time.
Well, and he was supposed to host as well, and he was always drinking all the profits.
Ridiculous.
The old number that we had, Mark, was that the one that went to that kid?
Right.
Yeah, okay. My pen pal.
Your pen pal, okay. I just got to label it so we don't try calling that one back.
Just delete it.
John Wayne Bobbitt. God, it's how weird. Can you imagine something like that, something so stupid like that happening in 1993, and 25 years later, people are still talking about it. They're doing a feature on it on 2020. Is this the 25-year anniversary? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 2020 is doing a bunch of it. I guess all year they're supposed to be doing stories like infamous type. It's kind of like they're 30 for 30.
Oh, okay.
Which is smart of them.
Somebody got a dick?
Well, people are... I don't know. I don't think the fascination with the whole thing ever. And of course, John really added to it by being John.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if John had not been so, what's the word? So oblivious? Mercurial.
Oh.
Mercurial, oblivious. I mean, he always added to the story. He made a porn movie with Ron Jeremy. God, those porn nurses. Well, they weren't nurses. Poor porn stars. They really put in their they really put in a lot of work that day.
Showing it to us in the studio, posing for pictures with a knife.
Yes.
Over it.
Uh huh.
Going to the boneyard.
Yep.
I got a boner.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. He you know, the problem was he just was not ready to be famous. When he became famous, first of all, he wanted every benefit that went along with it. Any opportunity to make money, he wanted. Right. And I still remember Janet, who was traveling with him, and there were a lot of incidents along the trail.
He had a really thoughtful Facebook posting to that.
Oh, did he? Good.
To that mention. Let me see if I can find it.
Then he went girl crazy. It was like, I'm famous. People want my dick. I am my dick. So I could, because honestly, there were some really hot chicks he was with. He was with Playboy models. He was with the chick that he assaulted was a chick he assaulted. There were two, but they were both Playboy models, weren't they? One of them was from the ranch. Oh, she's a whore.
Here's a deep thought from him. This is from December 30th. In my life at different times, I've had less than $2 to feed myself, and I've spent more than $200 for a dinner feast. I've asked for rides and given rides. I've had a house full of food, and I've been without food. I've given people clothes. I've been given clothes. I've been in stores cashing out with no worries, and I've had to add it up and put it back. I pay my bill. He goes on and on and on and on.
But it's oh, my God. He's so deep.
Yeah.
He wants you to be kind to one another in 2019.
Oh. Look at all the pictures Brandon's going through of him with all the just the various pile of sluts he's hung out with over the years.
Yeah.
Look at these girls.
Then he posted this. June 23rd, 1993, 4 a.m. Lorena asked me where I was before I fell asleep, and I told her, the Holiday Inn.
He what? Wasn't quick enough to make up a lie.
I guess.
Look at these chicks.
Nice face.
I mean, they're pretty much... One looks like Lonnie Anderson.
Maybe it is Lonnie Anderson.
Knockouts. How disappointing. I mean, you think like, oh my God, it's John Bobbitt. He's really famous. Oh my God, John Bobbitt's interested in me. Everybody knows John Bobbitt. And then it's like, eh, boy.
Conversation must have been fun.
I know. He can be amusing at times.
Oh, Trudy, you look vicious with that knife in that photo. You're like pointing it right at them.
And he thinks it's cool. Yeah. He's cool with it.
That's interesting. That's the brief period when Riff got a new logo. Remember the Clint Sly logo?
Right. Oh, wow, the Clint Sly. Oh, my God. People are so mad.
I know. People were bummed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to see it now. I don't think it was a bad logo.
The guitar player guy?
Oh, the oval's so much better, though.
Yeah, no. The oval was just so well known. I mean, it's going on everybody knows what the oval means.
Because the K was the guy, right?
Yeah.
And Riff Rocks.
Yeah, the rock dog. That guy rocked a little too hard.
Yeah, I did.
He was not your everyday rocker.
No.
Yeah, they used to make. Does Riff still make cool stickers?
No, they're all garbage.
I think they still make stickers, but they changed them to like the window sticky ones. That way, there's no vandalism.
Oh, what?
Oh yeah, remember that? There would be a ban on stickers given out at events because people would put them on other people's cars.
Why are people so dorky?
I don't know.
But I remember those T-shirts they made with all the different ovals, you know, for all the different concerts and the Tigers. And those are great shirts. I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one.
Look at all those cool stickers with all the band names. I don't think it's as cool anymore. I think it was cooler back then.
The baby sticker was pretty cool.
What did Arthur P. successfully have his 75th birthday party?
I believe he did.
Must have.
Arthur was asked to appear on the podcast and he declined.
I guess on Facebook.
Oh, how was the party, though, on Facebook? Were there pictures?
Oh, you know, I didn't follow it.
What?
I can look it
Brandon?
Up.
You just said it went fine.
I thought I saw something that were like an update. Like, hey. I
can't believe you openly dissed Arthur P.
I didn't.
And then lied.
find it right now. I'll tell you right now.
What was it? No, was Arthur's just not doing stuff? He just doesn't do.
I guess. You know, okay, right. Yeah.
He posts a lot, so it might take me a while to find. A lot of memes. A lot of memes. But he wishes me happy birthday every year, which is nice.
Oh.
It's just like Tommy.
I get a lot of happy birthday wishes on the 1st of January because somewhere, somehow, it says that is my birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's
probably on Facebook when you set it up.
Yeah,
probably a lot of people that do that don't put their birthday on there.
Do you get the thing from LinkedIn congratulating you on your anniversary, your work anniversary?
Yeah, and it also tells me to congratulate other people.
I never know what that's for.
Don't tell me what to do. Isn't it
work anniversary?
Isn't it so insipid?
Of what?
When you get your like friendship anniversaries and stuff, it's like, oh, really?
It's not a real thing. It's not a thing. It's Facebook.
A lot of memes.
Oh, okay, great.
Sorry, I'm still looking for this. It was just
That's
a lot of
deep.
Memes. A lot of memes. A lot of Snoopy. He's a big Peanuts fan.
Your IRS has apparently revealed that Aretha Franklin owed quite a bit of money to the IRS.
Do you think she was actually getting phone calls from the IRS?
I think there's a lot. I have a feeling there's a lot of mail from the IRS she left behind.
She probably got letters. I heard these are scams. Just threw them away.
I know better than that.
I ain't falling for this bullshit.
You ain't get money on me.
You're fired.
You want to pay taxes? You pay taxes. My money dies with me.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T, take care of me.
Kind of agree with her. She doesn't have to pay. I'm paying them. I'm dying.
I kind of agree with her, too.
Yeah, why would
somebody
she...
pointed out, well, her
I paid
estate has to do it.
2011.
But
dead.
Me?
That's kind of a brilliant plan.
I know. Die your way out of $6 million.
Apparently did not pay.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T, that's what I want from me.
Real.
She didn't pay taxes from 2012 to 2018.
Yeah, because she knew she was dying. That's brilliant.
I paid plenty of taxes.
Good for you, Queen. There's someone else dug. I might have been Radar Online dug up the other issue she had paying bills. And they talked to somebody, the guy that wrote Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul tribute edition, about how she didn't pay her bills around here, which we all know.
Oh, yeah, that's old news.
But they talked to All-Star Limousine and Royal
like
Oak,
this.
Who sued her and what she used to use the limo for. There's the story.
Oh, boy.
It's a good story.
This is a new story.
It's just a way to tag off of the money
the IRS
she has, the
story,
IRS
right?
And other money problems she had.
It was
had.
A good deep dive, though.
Back in the 90s, she was sued by a limo company. She'd hire the limo company to go to local Kentucky Fried Chicken drive-thru to pick up food and bring it to her.
She should have invented, she basically invented Grubhub.
She did.
That sounds delicious.
In 1998, the All-Star Limousine Service of Royal Oak was suing her for the non-payment of $3,651 in provided services plus $1,500 in legal
fees. I tipped the driver.
The following month, she was dispatching a limousine driver to pick up a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken for her to cost
her.
How
did they do it?
$126. Not a bad deal for 1998. There was no Grubhub. For the car service alone, apparently Aretha said, skip out on Jenny Craig altogether and turned her attention to some of Colonel Sanders' Extra Crispy drumsticks.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
Yeah, she paid the limo service 5 days earlier to take her to Jenny Craig.
3 days later, she had the same limo service pick up one of her friends and then swing by the drive-in window at Burger King.
Wait, the friend didn't have a car?
Look at the list. June 15, driver
Wait,
through
she didn't
Jenny
know,
Craig.
She didn't know a friend that had a car to just go through Burger King for her?
I guess not. $69. July 11, 1998. Pick up Aretha, take her to dinner to a Janet Jackson concert. $569. July 20, 1998. Send the driver to Kentucky Fried Chicken. $126. July 20, same day. Pick up Aretha and her friend. Pick up Aretha and take her to lunch, the dry cleaners in the grocery store, $126. July 23, pick up one of Aretha's friends, take them to Burger King, $126.
I'm a hot dog connoisseur and hamburger connoisseur. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's all good.
Yes, it is.
July 30, pick up Aretha from her home, take her to Columbus, Ohio, $475. The list went on from their 18 trips in all during the months of June and July. All-Star said some of Franklin's destinations as Kobo Cleaners, a Coney Island hot dog restaurant, and Kroger Supermarket. Limo service, God, Kroger. Wouldn't you think she could just hire somebody to buy groceries for her? Yeah. I like picking up my own groceries.
Hell, she could probably
I ride in style.
She could probably just tell someone to do it and they would do it.
Limousine service is also used to pick up the newspaper. Provide other.
They don't deliver to my house. I don't want to deliver people to my house.
She would have to walk out and get it.
So weird.
This way the limo brings it right to the house.
Yeah. Yeah, right to her door.
Wow.
That's too bad. You know, when the Dr. Hook dude died, Ray Sawyer, and I immediately was looking at Dr. Hook's songs, and that Sylvia's Mother song was one of them. And it's about calling from a phone booth. And I was thinking, well, phone booth songs, you know, are so dated, obviously. But right. What I know there's a bunch of phone booth songs, like Operator, Jim Croce.
Right, yeah.
What are the other phone booth songs? I could not think of
it. Sounds
any.
Like a number one hit tune, all right.
Yeah. There was that Blondie song. Was that Hanging on the Telephone, or was that a payphone song?
It's telephone, isn't
Jeff
it?
Yeah, Jeff Lynne, Telephone Line.
Telephone Line, yeah, but there were payphones. Payphones were always coming up in songs.
I don't know.
Are there any payphones left, I wonder?
Very few.
Here and there.
Working payphones? I can't imagine someone going to a payphone to make a phone call. That seems
Maroon
so
5
weird.
And Wiz Khalifa made a song called Payphone.
How long ago?
I think it's pretty recent, actually. I think you might.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm on a telephone. That song.
That's about a payphone?
And there's that what? Movie. Hey,
why,
phone
do, are, why do they have to have like a minute of a movie before their stupid video?
Yeah,
just do the video. That's your movie.
Trying to call here. I put a lot of quarters in here.
Was this song popular?
Yeah.
It was.
This was 2012. 500 million views on YouTube. Oh, it's a. Oh, cool.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Knock it off. Make a movie or a video. Make up your mind.
But the movie Phone Booth couldn't be made today.
The movie?
Phone Booth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nope.
Was
couldn't
Colin...
happen. How long ago was that? That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it? I wouldn't even think people would be at Phone Booth 10 years ago. It was kind of a, you know, that was another movie. That was another movie where I wanted him to, like,
hang up.
Go to a phone booth on the next block or something. I get claustrophobic when a movie's in one place.
Yeah.
I have a lot of problems with movies.
Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy mentions the give me a dime so I can get it, so I can phone my mother. So that's mentions a payphone.
So I can call my mother.
It's just a lot.
Calling his mom in that song.
Joan Baez and Diamonds and Rust talks about a phone booth. Off the Hook, Rolling Stones.
I don't even know that song.
It's really killed the payphone project. We could call payphones.
Oh, I know. What a bummer.
It's very sad. Ones in.
What's My Age Again? Later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone.
Oh.
What song?
What's my age again?
Link 1, is that Link?
Yeah.
2003 was Phone Booth. And they're all gone now.
When does it seem like everyone had cell phones? I mean, like 2000.
My senior year, 2005. My senior year of high school, it was 2002, and not everybody had them. I was one of the few.
Ooh.
I had a flip phone, but then shortly after, the Nextels blew up. More and more people got them. Flip phones. The smartphones obviously weren't until 2010.
Yeah, well, the iPhone just had its 10-year anniversary. So.
Who knows?
Oh, there's like a, I'm looking at the payphone project. They do have a list of payphones.
Really?
Yeah, I just doubt any of these really exist.
What even
is there still one in the lobby of the Yield Saloon in Royal Oak? the site of a very loud fart while someone was on said payphone. Do you remember that story?
Five.
Yes.
5555.
I've not been to Yield Saloon in so long. I hear it's redone.
Oh, really?
Because that was always the dumpy place.
It looks the same from the outside, though.
I know it does, but somebody told me that, like, millennials hang out there now.
Here, it's
like a cool millennial hangout.
7-Eleven parking lot in West Bloomfield.
Really? Do they give the number?
Yeah, you want to call it?
Yeah, let's try it. Right. Paul Financial Outline's open.
Can I just give it out? It's just a public number. 248, Brandon.
Okay.
Would anybody
that save you a lot? That save you a lot of effort?
Well, better than me writing it down and handing it to him.
Well, you guys are 3 feet away.
Although now watch it be a wrong number and some sweet old lady answers.
No one would deign to answer a ringing phone booth.
The phone company claims we're interfering with business because all our listeners are calling it.
No one is going to answer this.
No. How much money?
It's probably not even a payphone anymore.
Hello?
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 Who's this?
Who's this?
Who am I speaking to?
Well, you called me, so you need to tell me who you are first.
This is Drew.
And you're calling for?
I think I'm calling for you. You know who I am.
No, I don't know who you are.
Wait,
no,
I know. Wait, you just pick up.
Well, how dare you hang up on a payphone?
That's pretty wild.
We don't even know if it's a payphone.
Yeah, right? I'm gonna write a note to maybe block that number.
Wait, call it back.
Okay.
She sounded like she wanted it.
She did sound kind of cute, right?
How could she resist you?
Why was she copping such a tude? Who was she expecting it to be? I mean, why is she giving me the third degree? She's answering a payphone.
Maybe she'll stay on the line with a little production value.
I hope she's trying to make a call, and so we're busying it out.
Hello. How are you? The Kravitz family.
What?
Hello?
Can't take
How'd your
they
hook
call
up an answering machine to a payphone?
I know, that's wild. Oh, so we talked to Mrs. Kravitz.
Kravitz?
No, yeah. I guess we have to bleep that number.
We got to bleep the number.
Yep.
Sorry, we thought this was a payphone number. I'm sorry, Mrs. K. Bye-bye.
She could have spelled it with a C. Unlikely.
Okay, Should we try another? Well, maybe we should just get out of here, actually. What are we at, 2.5 hours, Brandon?
220.
We call another phone booth. Is there a good?
Oh, name a place. You want to do it around here, or?
Well, give me some options.
Milford High School near the front door. Oh, Waterford Best Buy. Inside the lobby of Franklin Road Christian School gym. I don't want to do that one.
Rochester Hills.
You want to, we can do the Yield Saloon one.
Yeah, let's call Yield Saloon.
All right, 248. Look at all that time I just saved.
Yeah, but everybody's going to be calling the old saloon.
Don has to write it down now, though.
All right. Yeah, I got
to
write
and
it.
And he has so to bleep it.
Nobody's going to be able to get a call out from the old saloon's phone booth.
I wonder if it still smells like a fart in there.
The song was really good live. This is the one that got stuck in my head for a month because
Yellow is good. They're coming back. I can't believe ELO doesn't tour for 37 years, and all of a sudden you can't get them off the road. You know, weird. Still no Rolling Stones Day for Detroit. I'm kind of pissed.
Bullshit.
Okay.
Hey, did you like McCartney's new song, The Ballad?
The one with the auto-tune?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I think it's his Kanye influence.
Really?
Oh, McCartney's using autotune?
Yeah.
Well, it's, cool. I mean,
what was it, 2005?
I just thought it was strange. I mean, he's working with Greg Kirsten, who's, you know, young hotshot producer.
It's kind of a morose song, though.
What's it called?
Is it Get Enough?
Yeah.
Come on, get.
Get Enough.
Yeah, I thought. There was a time when we walked by the docks. Why is he releasing a song, by the way? He just put an album out.
It's a single from that album.
It's not on that album.
It's not on Egypt Station?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Maybe he's doing the Ariana.
It sounds like a McCartney song until the auto-tune comes in.
The Ariana Grande thing where you just release a song, no album.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean.
It sounds like a number one hit tune, all right.
It was real. Do you remember? Now and then I see your face.
I don't remember.
I've been wanting a loving embrace. I've been looking for love, but it gets me nowhere.
What? I didn't know what was going on here.
What is he doing?
Get enough.
making it up?
I can't get enough of
this song.
I can't. It was a time we were all full of hope.
Yeah, I've noticed. Does anyone use Auto-Tune anymore? I mean, did you just miss it by 10 years?
As we watch the moon roll. 2 Chainz.
Are people still doing Auto-Tune?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Sure. But right now,
I still
it's
like
really
the way
been,
it sounds.
It's really been the era of the mumble rap. Yeah.
His voice is really
one of the most
raw.
Yeah.
So I think he's
one of the most unique, best voice in music history, and now he's going to Auto-Tune it.
Yeah, I know. It's strange.
I do.
I mean,
blame...
it seems like some people are using Auto-Tune to help themselves, but not. I mean, he's obviously using it as an effect, yeah. And that just sounds
all
weird.
Right. That sounds great.
I blame Cher because the "Do You Believe"
that song.
She just did She just did it over her mouth.
Adam Lambert.
That was like the start of it for me.
Did that song at somebody was playing that for me, and I'm like. Okay, I'm watching to be polite.
He played an Amber Lambert song for you.
I could not hate Cher more, and that song the worst. And then Adam Lambert covered it.
Oh, he covered it?
Yes, at the Kennedy Center.
Oh, for her. Oh, she was getting... Okay. I don't know, I'm kind of tired of Adam Lambert. Like, can you go make your own songs? Instead of doing Freddie Mercury and...
Yes. But they're going on tour, and they're going to be at LCA.
They made it sound like Adam Lambert was going to be the biggest star ever off American Idol. He's so talented! Yeah. And then it seems to me the first thing that went south for him wasn't he, like, humping some guy's face live on TV?
Oh, gross.
And
yeah.
People just went, oh, God! I think that might have been the end for him. Although the Freddie Mercury thing went really well.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a big
money maker. There's hope for Spacey. Adam Lambert humped a dude's face and he came back.
Hang on. Any breaking news? There's been another celebrity death.
What?
Yes. Breaking news with Mort Krim.
And this person's been sick for a long time, but Daryl Dragon, the captain.
No, the captain!
Passed at the age of, who the fuck cares, 76.
Daryl Dragon, who appeared on the show briefly.
Yeah.
I think it was a 2 minute and 50 second call when we were talking to Daryl Dragon, and Tony picked up and briefly took over the call, told us to get off the phone.
That's it, right?
It's the captain!
And we were still talking to the captain when she slammed the phone down. And I said, ooh, that sounds like... And he goes, yeah, I think she's mad. And then the call ended shortly after that.
It's the captain!
Because Tony was waiting for a call from a Las Vegas radio station.
Oh.
We called in out of the blue.
Wow. It sounds like a Jimmy Stewart situation.
It's
Daryl Dragon was being held captive.
They split up shortly.
Yeah, she blew him off.
The captain was
right?
being held captive. Yeah, they split up shortly after that.
It's the captain.
I know the captain was. The captain.
It's the captain.
He seemed a bit henpecked. I mean, for being on the phone with him for maybe 90 seconds, it was pretty clear he was henpecked.
Yes.
Based on Tony's behavior. How old was the captain?
76.
76.
Hell of a death.
Same age
square.
As Super Dave.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Super Dave was 76.
Right, how old was Ray Sawyer?
I don't know. He's bumped out of that triangle.
It was tough. Yeah, you have to put the captain in.
Wow.
Wow.
Ray Sawyer was...
He's in his 80, wasn't he? 81?
81 years old.
It's a shame.
So wait, you died.
Has Tony Tennille made any comment?
Yeah, she probably said, thank God. Didn't she just divorce him?
Yeah, she,
when he was
yes.
Actually, on the back.
Oh, you said that, sorry. Damn it. It's my first day.
First one of 2019.
I guess love couldn't keep them together.
Well, there'll be a lot of Muskrat Love being played in his honor. And
that
wait.
Song, too.
What's the song? I mean, it was like the biggest song of 1977. Love Will Keep Us Together. That stupid song was huge.
Ugh.
Huge. What other hits did the Captain Steel have? They had a few.
Said Muskrat Love, right?
Yeah. Love Will Keep Us Together with
that
great
intro.
Annoying keyboard.
Yeah, in
what?
The beginning.
That was so cool.
That was the Captain.
Song of Joy, Coming from the Rain. Does that sound familiar?
Not really.
Oh, wait, here's singles. Can't Stop Dancing. Do That to Me One More.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
That's about it, though. I mean, there's a lot of hits. I don't recognize any of these. Can't Stop Dancing, Muskrat Love, Shop Around, Lonely Night.
Oh, Shop Around, yeah. You better shop around.
It's
a Smokey Robinson song, I believe.
Captain. Was he a captain at all?
No, he was not a nautical captain. I don't know where the nautical theme came from. I think we asked him that in our brief phone call. All right, RIP the captain. RIP Ray Sawyer. RIP Mean Gene. And RIP Super Dave. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Tony Tennille.
Yes, it is.
Somebody sent us this number, and I did not believe it was really yours, but it's you.
And now, what is your station?
It's WRIF.
Oh.
Yeah.
The reason I'm saying that is because we're supposed to be hearing from KKLZ in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God. No way. Well, could we call you back tomorrow?
We've got a whole bunch of interviews tomorrow morning.
Well, maybe if we just spend, 2 minutes. Like, what are you up to these days with the captain?
Mike's obsessed with the captain, as you'll
hear.
Actually,
I feel bad about this, guy. I'd love to talk to you, but we've got this guy trying to call in from KKLZ right now.
Yeah, how many
people have call waiting?
Yes.
We don't have call waiting.
Wait, is that the captain?
It's the captain!
Is that the captain?
Yeah.
No.
Man, we have the captain and Tennille on. This is unbelievable.
All right, do you have your hat on, captain?
Well, I would be arrested.
You hear the hang-up?
Yeah. Tony just hung up. She's upset.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
she looks like she's mad. But what she doesn't understand is that we're the far bigger radio station.
But you know how it works. It's called political. We have to... We're playing in Las Vegas at the Tropicana next month.
And Tony's
pissed. Kind of
Well, that's great.
Have
you selected the encore yet?
The encore for the... Yeah, it's usually the same. It's been that way for 20 years.
Love Will Keep Us Together?
Love Will Keep Us Together. Coming From the Rain. Maybe Love Survives.
Okay, and you got
go with Love Will Keep Us Together or Muskrat Love, I would think.
Yeah. Now, it's the same stage performance, right? The same organ, everything, the same original setup like the show.
Yeah, pretty much. No, well, actually, I've kind of made it more... 90s, because you can't find that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but you still wear the hat, though, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good.
Are you an actual captain? Somewhere I heard that you had captained a ship in, I don't know, the Vietnam War or something that.
No, it's World War One. No. I've always wanted to have a ship, but, time. And
so the nautical thing is just a theme, and you're not really a captain.
Not really, this is life.
But when you go out on a speedboat or something, you got that hat on.
Yeah.
How's Tony looking these days? I haven't seen her in a while.
I got a problem. Call me tomorrow at the same time.
Okay. So is Tony hot?
Yeah, she's throwing. Is she
mad?
Yeah, we have a commitment to this station.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cap. Listen, we'll maybe try back tomorrow and just tell her to relax.
Okay.
Yep, okay. That's it.
Sorry about the confusion.
All right.
Okay. See
you,
Cap.
Okay, right.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. Oh man.
Wow.
We got a problem.
It's the captain.